Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Clock Talk Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern graduates to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clockgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Hey, good evening, everybody. Topic tonight, I just wanted to let everybody know what happened at Fayetteville. And they kind of, like everybody knows now, but the people that don't know, they called me on dog show the other night. I was on dog show, and they went to straighten everything out. And, you know, they had neutral sides. And what was said, what I told them, what happened. And then Pro Stock Joe came on in defense of him to be under the positive man and said everything I said was 100% right. So basically he did come out and he said he was a man of his word. He said what was said. I say, and I wasn't blaming Pro Stock. I was basically blaming Buddy Blow for lying. Let's just be simple and playing with it. He was lying about it. But Pro Stock came out and said, no, this is how it went down. This is what was said. Of course, they jumped on Joe for saying nobody should have got paid. I wasn't really looking at it that way the first time, but it's true. So what we have to do right now is figure out a good neutral guy or whoever that's going to hold the deposit and not give up the money when somebody's wrong or when somebody's right. The person that has the money should be able to know all the rules before they give up the money. And maybe Joe wasn't too good with that one, but not in my eyes on that one. But he might have been better on other ones, but this one didn't work out good. So I say, what's next and who's next basically is what's the next race that we have and what's the best thing the next time that we can do is make it better so we don't have to worry about something happening like that because it could have really got ugly. It definitely was starting to get ugly. I just didn't want it to escalate. I would have never took a race like that if it was a big block in it, but it is what it is. It's water under the bridge. So I just figured I'd clear it up because I know everybody still calling me about it, wanted to know what was said. Basically, it was in a small block in the truck and ended up being a big block. But that's the whole point. But it's clear now. Everybody knows. Down south, I got to say, you know, I heard people saying, that's why we don't need to be going down there. There's shiesty down there. No, it's not. If it wasn't for a guy from North Carolina that walked up to me and told me if it was a big block the first time, before I even walked down to go check the car out, I'd have never knew. He was actually backing me up and actually came down there saying, I don't care. And he gave his money back because he even bet the opposite way. So you can't turn around and say everybody's a bad guy because we got it. The same thing goes on up here. We know every now and then we get a guy that tries to skip out without paying. So I just said, what's next and who's next? And we got to just make sure we got a great DP man. So far, NOS 302 has been the man, they say. Got to say, you know, he's fair. Can't ask nothing better than him. And they know whether you're his friend or not, he's going to tell you. You're wrong, and that's it. Hey, you gotta turn around and say, you know, when's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And that's all to it, whether you're your friend or not. And he's the man for that. So we're going to keep it like that. But my thing is now we move on. We got a couple things going on. We got May 25th, we got Buzz Creek. That's been really heating up really heavy, and everybody's been talking about it. April 26th, we also got Piedmont. We have a lot of guys already talking about coming down. We also got the conventional head shootout. If anybody got any questions about it, they can give me a call or Larry T. We got the We got a couple guys that are locked in for the 26th of April. That's already locked in, 8 Mile Racing. We got a couple guys that's talking about coming out for May 25th, and they're all locked in. I mean, there's some big races going on. I see my man there, Big Dwayne, said he wants to try and try to run him again. So from what I'm hearing, he's talking about running Young Thang on the 25th. You know, and then I know Dwayne and the Slut's supposed to be racing on the 26th of on Piedmont. And that should be an interesting race. We also got Calvin with his Nova there going against Ralphie and June of Disturbing the Peace. They'll be racing. And they're locked in. So it should be really, I mean, it's really heating up, but just as long as everybody knows the deposit man, you know, we'll keep it that way, make sure no problems with the rules was, and that's how it's going to be, you know, shake the hand, walk away. I mean, everybody's entitled at the end of the race, if you, whatever you made that rule. I mean, Young Thang and Dwayne made a fair rule, you know. Dwayne looked at his motor at the end, and everything was up to par before anybody got paid. Now, that's how racing's supposed to be. No problems. But if you're going to try to be slick and try to out-slick somebody and it's not in the rules, well, you just now lost. You basically lost. You're supposed to lose the whole pot because you hate to see the fans out there. You kill the fans. The fans are out there betting because they're thinking, oh, well, I'm with him. I think it's going to be a good race. Then they find out they got cheated. Well, I hate to say it, but you just lost a lot of fan base. I heard a lot of people saying, you know, I'm not going to Pro Stock race no more. Buddy Blow can put a race on. I'll never go to his show either. But to his one defense on some one thing, Pro Stock did come out, and he did say online, and just how it was, he didn't lie. He didn't say, no, Joe, you didn't say it that way, nothing. He said, that's 100%. So you got to admire the guy for one thing. So you know what? So I'm just going to let it be. Let it be what it is, and I'm going to move on. I mean, it is what it is. I can't say too much on it. But right now, it's like you got to move on. I'm not going to cry over spilt milk right now, though it was kind of bad, especially when it's your money. Because I gave everybody back their money, whoever better than my pot. I didn't want nobody losing no money on my behalf here. I know it wasn't right, and I gave everybody their money back just to keep it from keeping the peace. That's the only reason why I did it, because I knew it was getting ready to get ugly, and I didn't want to see it happen. So why ruin a good show when everything's working out good? You know, there's so many things that, you know, you hear. We already getting a black eye about the drag racing already. They want to say, you know, we're a bunch of guys that like to fight and argue all day. But I want to show it's different. I want to show it's entertainment. We can have fun, laugh about it, and see each other again the next time. That's my whole concern. I know that seeing a couple guys that was out there before, Carolina Killers and all of them, where they were standing, you know, he didn't have the call, but, you know, you're seeing old guys that you ain't seen in a while. And that's what this is all about. Come see them. I mean, and I tell them all the time, I support those guys. They have something, I'll try to support them, and they'll try to support me. I know he's talking about coming down to Fayetteville on that day. I mean, I'm sorry, Fayetteville, on my mind. Coming down to Buds Creek, they were talking about bringing their car down there, a little muscle car. So, you know, it's you have to turn around and, you know, friendship means more than anything else. I don't need that crap. I mean, I can deal with having fun. But I won't let that happen again. I'll let you know that right now. But that's how it's all about. You're going out there meeting people. I'm quite sure everybody was out there favoring them. They were having a great time. Nobody, I mean, they even had a foot race out there. So, you know, it's one of those things. You're having fun. I seen Cowboy. I seen a lot of guys I won't get to see. And it's almost like a big barbecue, a big picnic. But you got some guys out there that turn around and try to take the fun away. Like they said, always one bad apple. And that was it. And I'm not going to enlighten on it no more, but I think it's time to move on, everybody. So I know people have been giving me calls and been trying to get in touch with me, but I was kind of like trying to tune out of it right now for a little bit. So I said, maybe I better just address what happened so they know. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, you're just kind of like kind of tired of talking about it and don't want to be arguing about it. And what is it? It came to the light. They know what happened, and that's it. So now I'm getting ready to try to get ready for the April one, and we're actually going to have a lot of things going on, you know. It's going to, I'm actually, anybody, your wristband that you have on your arm, when you get, when you pay at the door, we'll be giving a free TV away at the, like 6:30, we'll be calling out the number, and it'll be a free TV, big screen TV. Also, we also have a 50-50. That's something on the side, and that's going to be helping an unfortunate person, whatever, whoever. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be no more of that bad negative stuff. It's time to move on positive. So if you know what, if you're going to be negative, there's no need coming. That's how I look at it. Because I'd rather have the good ones outweigh the bad ones all day. If I don't care if I ain't got about 50 good ones, then have a whole 100 in the side there. I'd rather have the good ones, and that's it. So I'll leave the bad ones home. So we'll definitely move on. I know it's going to be good. I know the racing is going to be good this year. And there's a lot of guys that's trying to come out new. And there's a lot of guys that were older guys that's trying to come back. So that's what kind of feelings I want to have, is having a good rapport on it. You know, you want to see it back and bring it back to the old days. Everybody always say, "Red, bring it back to the old days," but then they'll do something shiesty. So that we can do without. We don't need the black eye already. You know, they already closed everything under the book already. That we can't all stick together in one group. There's too many of us in one spot, and we don't want to hear that. Everybody's there, whether you're black, white, Puerto Rican, whatever, it doesn't matter. We're all there together. That's the whole thing. You're out there to have fun. If you can't have fun, there ain't no need doing it. That's how I look at it. I know Street King and Little Tony will be doing it also on May 25th. That Magnum and the Turbo Jeep, because the money went back. It was supposed to go up for another $1,000 while just standing it up. The only reason why everybody's been asking me, but, you know, why come that race didn't happen? It was, no, it ain't true. They had the money up. The problem was somebody had to go to college, if you know what I mean. So that's what it is. But by that time, I guess they'll be out of college, and that race will happen. So, I mean, the Boss Hog race, we thought for sure was going to happen. We were waiting for that one, but they weren't sure for the other driver. They were a little scared to use the guy as a driver against Boss Hog. Because the problem is with this is you have guys from up here that will call down there and do so much talking that they actually race stop it. And that's sad when you race stop. Now, if you're going to turn around, you don't like that person, so be it. You're from North, I'm from North. Hey, if I don't care for you too much or whatever, I might not say it, but I'm not going to stop your race. The problem is over here, though, is everybody's so worried about somebody else going to get ahead. It's like a bunch of crabs in a bucket. From the crab, you'll say, come out the bucket. The other one grab my leg and snatch it back down. Hey, if the guy's trying to shine, he got a nice little race and he think he can win, let him go for it. Nobody's breaking nobody's arm. If they decide they want to do it, they do it. If you decide you don't want to, you know, bet on them, hey, if you want to bet the other side, go ahead. Or just, if you don't want to bet on them and you're not betting on the other side, just leave it alone. But our problem is right now, you got guys that just want to stop races. Ain't got nothing to do with it. It's not even betting on either side. So I think we need to stop all this here so we can get more racing than like we used to. I mean, there's some races that are so tight that you can't even believe it. It's so close. I tell you, Drew in the red Corvette, nobody can say that Drew is going to be the victor on that one. Nobody in here, nobody on this phone right now. If you listen to that Corvette, the red one, that thing sounded like it was going to kill the world. And Drew gave him the break. But, you know, you already have some guys, man, you shouldn't run this thing this. Hey, going, I think you're going this fast. I heard this here. I heard that. And Drew caught him, and it was nice race. You know, the other race was, I forgot the guy's name, but Tyler came down with an orange Camaro. And the guy took the brake of the tires from his Mustang. Mustang on juice. They both LS motors. And from Long Island, he turned around and he put the wind light on. Nice pot, too. But he let everybody else, like guys that were all around, they were ready to stop the race. You know, and DeJuan did a great job. He was out there. Just got a little squirrely on the top. He would have probably won that race. You know, my hat's off to these guys. They were out there trying to do it, so don't knock them that they're trying to do it. Do your thing if you want to knock. You want to knock somebody, go ahead. You can do better. But don't knock them and don't stop their race. They did what they had to do. They tried it, and they're having fun at it. So my hat's off to all of them. And if anybody is looking to go to, we will be going to Indiana this year, June 7th. But I need to count ahead of time because we lock in the motel, and you have to let me know ahead of time. And anybody that's interested in pulling a car or whatever, give me a call because I know we've got a few cars going, and we're just trying to get a couple guys to go with us, anybody that wants to go. I know some guys are saying they want to go, they need help. Just get in touch with me because whatever we can do, we're trying, me and Larry T. We're doing a few things, and we're doing something different. We're trying to help the races. I mean, and whatever we can try to throw back at you, and you know who you are, you guys at. You know, I know Donald there. I know he's talking about taking his car. There's so many guys that I talk to. Big Dwayne says he's going to be riding. It's going to definitely be worth it. If everything works out, we're trying to work on this car carrier. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're seeing. Lamont, I know his hat's off to him. He's a good guy. He's out there trying to do it. And he said he'll be there again. And I'm hoping that we can be able to bring the Duster out there. So when we go out of town, we're going to pick like a couple cars. You know, if you decide you want to go, I'm going to try to help you out just to get over there. And that's what's going to work out. It's going to be totally different. I used to love it when, back in the days, we had a few things going on. At West Hampton Track, and anybody can tell you, Walter Mann, and they used to come out from Mount Vernon, and they would liven the whole place up. They would always say, oh, the Mount Vernon guys out here, the Wolfcat. And those guys would come out, they might have argued against each other, but I tell you what, when they got here, threw everything behind them, and they were running you together. And that's how it worked out, and that's why I like to do this here. And there was that, there's times that no race went on, now they raced each other. You know, it was no problem. But when they first came, they were together. I don't care if you had a problem with each other. When they walked down there together, they were together. It was totally different. But now that's what we have to start doing on our own. I mean, not to try to tell the South that we ain't doing that. We're trying to do it. You can see down in the South how they stick together and trying to race and how they're trying to bet with each other. It's working out pretty good over there. They're doing their thing. I just wish we had a track like that that was more friendlier towards us so we can be able to do more grudge run. I hate to say it, but New Jersey is a little hard on us right now. It's not like what we used to have, you know. Long Island would have been perfect right now. Maryland, you know, is better. Buzz Creek, I love it. The facility is nice, you know. It's just a little ride for us. We like to see sometimes going back and supporting our own. And if everything works out this year, there's a few races that we are going there to support. I'm going to tell you, I know Swizzle's got one going on. And Billy G, and I might tell you, G, the Crazy Horse, they got one that we're definitely going to be supporting already. I already talked to a couple guys. And I think I got a couple cars coming from Maryland there, coming there for Crazy Horse's race. So it seemed pretty good. I mean, a couple guys asked me, you know, just let me know and I'll try to get there. So basically I'm going to bring them out there. So if you're listening, Billy G or anybody that's in that part over there, just tell me, get a call on and you can tell them more about your show that day, what's going on, and we'll go from there. But I'm going to open up a couple mics right now. Because I see they've been holding on. And I'm going to open up 908-6448. Your mic's open.
What's up, Joe? How you doing? It's Lamont.
Hey, what's going on, Lamont? How's everything?
Man, I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling better now, man.
Sound better. Sound better.
Yeah, oh my God. Joe, when's your next race coming up? When is the next race we're supposed to get together?
Okay, it's going to be April 26th.
Now, I'm going to try to make that. My son has a baseball tournament that weekend in New York, so I'm trying to get bring the whole family down there. I did want to go see the race with Little Mark, but unfortunately, you know, family come first. So I'm probably probably come to yours. I'm probably going to come to yours and definitely do that one. But if I don't go to that one, you know, I'm definitely coming to the other one in Busch Creek when you have.
All right. Yeah, I know if you make it to Piedmont.
Well, if I make it to Piedmont, I mean, hopefully you bring your car so that way we could get a couple of races off our chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have. I talked to the one guy, and he told me he's going to make it there.
Okay.
I think the Omega. That's the one.
Okay.
You were on the Omega?
If the Omega's going to be there, I'm going to make it my business to be there.
Well, that's what's going on right now. These guys are calling me up like you wouldn't believe. And we'll lock it.
Yeah,
I'll make sure when we get there, before we even get there.
What I do is I'll let you know. Definitely, I'm gonna try to make that, Joe. Because every race I go to you, all the races I've been to so far, I had a really good time. Even the one down Fairville after what happened with you, but you know, it seemed like the girls' community come together, we get along pretty good. So, you know, I don't like to start race style. I like to race. And if you say like me, then we can get it on. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, but if you just make sure you let me know for the Indiana race, because I was definitely thinking about taking the dust and, you know, bringing that over there. And let me know if you can be able to get off or not.
Yeah.
That was one of the cars I was telling Larry about that I wanted to bring out.
You just got to let me know what day that is, and I'm quite sure I can probably switch my days around for work. Because, you know, I work every other Saturday. I figured I could probably switch with me, you know.
Okay, that's going to be June 7th.
June 7th.
That one will be June 7th, yeah. And
I'm trying to make that happen.
Because what we're doing is we're trying to get this car carrier and stuff. I'm trying to get these trailers. A couple guys got double trailers and car carrier. I just talked to Sean earlier today, and they're rebuilding the motor on the 3-car carrier, you know.
Yeah, the total home
and stuff. They're doing the whole thing over. So basically, once we know everything, we're definitely having in line. I'm definitely already said I want one of your cars in there. I want yours. I want to ride around a little bit this year. You know.
Okay.
I don't want to just stay still. I don't know. You know. And whatever which way we got to do to make sure people can make it there, we're gonna do it. You know, whether or not it be a bus or whatever, and like I said, it's a totally different thing. I mean, you hear all these other guys, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not no promoters or nothing, but you got to give back. You got to turn around, help them out somehow to get there to the
race. No doubt.
That's something I'm not with you. Turn around, you hear guys, they just sit back and not say nothing or make all the money and not even give something. I'm going to turn around like I told you. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm doing it.
Well,
I can contest
that with me. You say you're going to do something. You did it with no problem. And you did it with me and Lil Mark. And I'm always going to support you. You're a guy to give shit off your back and help somebody. And to me, that means a lot. Your word means a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to turn around because, I mean, let's just face it. Without you guys, the show wouldn't be nothing. I'll be real with you. You hear everybody always talk about the fans, but don't get me wrong, I love the fans there and everything too, but sometimes if it wasn't for the races, we wouldn't have anything anyhow. What would be there?
Well, you're right about that. You're definitely
A lot of people forget all about that. That's the problem. So when I can turn around, I can help somebody, I'll try to help them. And,
well, that you did, man. I can say one thing. If somebody says something bad about you, they need to call and talk to me first before they say anything.
Thank you. But my whole thing is we can get them down there and they're everybody together. I mean, you know what, you guys, you know, Mark's from Jersey, you know what I mean? I think you're from Philly or Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, right? Pennsylvania.
No, I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm 2 minutes
okay,
from the
Pennsylvania.
Same casino.
When we go down there, we ain't looking at no New Jersey, Pennsylvania. We together when we get ready to run somebody from down south. That's my whole thing. You know, we can always race each other up here later. You know what I mean?
Yep.
When we go
later,
across that border, we together. When we go out west, we together. And that's what I want to turn around. That's what I want to establish with everybody. Hey, let's just do that. Let's go on out there and let's do what we got to do. We're going against the guys from out west. We're going against the guys from down south. When we're back at home, nobody's there. Sure, we can race against each other. It's no problem.
Yeah.
It's like a card game. We playing cards. I'm going to try to win and you're going to try to win.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah, so.
That's right.
I'm going to have to open up a mic right quick. You know, I'm going to open up a couple of mics. I've seen it.
Yeah, I'll sit back and listen. Go ahead, Joe. No problem.
Yeah, okay, but you can hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to open up a mic. 631-5600. Your mic's open. 631-5600. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Oh, not much. Oh, hey, what's going on, Joe? How's everything?
Hey, nah, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, hanging in there. You almost ready?
Huh?
You about ready?
Yeah, we just about ready, man. Yeah.
But well, June, I know, you heard what I said, like how we said we're going to do it. And it's the same thing like
oh,
I said.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it got on shoot. Now we're coming to Maryland, and I let it be known. I don't care if anybody heard it, and I tell them right now. That's right. I sponsor June, I'm telling you right now, on Maryland, and he'll tell you. When May 25th come in that gate, I sponsor June to come out there. I don't care. And he's going to be running the Thunder Goat, and he knows already. So, basically, we're going to do a little bit more traveling this year, Jim. So, I'm just letting you know ahead of time. So, just be prepared. So
I'm ready,
say,
man.
Hey, hey.
We got to knock over this first home
about.
First on the 25th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ralphie's got his first.
Yeah, Ralphie first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because I know Calvin's going to be on the line sometime. I know he's been talking about it, so they're talking about who's going to draw blood first.
Yeah. Got to see it. It's coming now. 20 more days. We got 24 more days, don't we?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Make sure you take off. Make sure y'all get somebody that can take off his, take all his shoelaces, his belts, his sheets. I want him hanging up.
Oh, shit, that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Oh, that's rough.
Right?
Okay. No, you definitely got to do a lot of support, man. I got to give you credit, bro. You know what I said.
Man,
every time I can help
man.
You, you know how I go.
Yeah.
You know how I said it. That's why I said it. I will be supporting you. I will sponsor that, so you know that.
Yeah.
I heard about that. And I tell Otis, I still got his dad on shots over here, and he ain't pick him up.
Yeah, I told him he's coming. He said he's going to get
him.
He's
coming to get him?
Yeah,
still got him in the room. I think about 100 people asked me about those shots. I said, nah, they ain't mine no more. I gave them away. Man, you know how it is. But I'm going to open up another mic right quick, though, but you stay right on, okay? Because I think your buddy might be on here, so I got to see who it is. All right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, 202-7381. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Not much. How's everything?
I can't explain this until y'all talk about Thunder Goat.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Thunder Goat, he's going to be ready.
He going to be ready?
He got a whole lot of orange juice pumping through his arm now, you hear me?
You hear June, right?
But yeah, I hear him.
Oh, yeah.
You know who this is, right? You know who that is, right? Talking.
Who that?
That's Big George.
Oh, Big George.
Oh, man, please.
What's going on, man?
What's up, George? What's going on, brother?
Man, you know I got to go with my hero, Thunder Goat, baby. Thunder Goat, I got to go with him.
I hear you.
He's been, He'd have been down a minute. He'd say, man, he'd run on a treadmill, and he'd run around the track every day till the day comes.
He on a good diet? Tell him don't lose too much weight.
No, he said he's losing weight, man. He ready. He said he in the gym, man. He ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him I hope them crops growing good in them backyards, some lettuce and stuff. That's all y'all gonna be eating when I leave Maryland.
Oh man.
Hey,
yeah,
I can't get on this phone.
We gotta pray to God to stop this snow, man. This bad weather, man.
Yeah. Well, it's all to the better. Give everybody time. A lot of people ain't ready, really ready. Give people good time to get ready. You know, it ain't no real big thing, but.
Yeah. Well, when the weather breaks, it's gonna be a lot of action.
Oh yeah, a lot of action coming. I'm looking forward to traveling and getting with y'all guys, man. Getting this racing on, man. Take this thing back where we need to take it.
Yeah,
man.
We can leave the track and we just like brothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of these guys can't take it, but they don't need to be in it.
Now, there's certain guys, I tell you.
Joke, after we race, just like we laughing, joking now. It ain't that serious.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. I've been around a lot of races, man.
Some people just can't take it.
Yeah, well.
That's how it is. You pull the.
You only can bet what you could afford to lose or win.
That's it.
You want to make these big pots, and that's turn friendship away from them when they want to make these big races for these big pots, and then you get mad if you lose it. That ain't the way to be, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's still friends at the end of it.
Yo, June, you wait till you see Big George eat. Big George eat that whole can of peanut butter with no jelly, no milk, and no water. That's the deal with him and Phil. They bet money, but he only got to eat the peanut butter. He got to eat it just like that. No milk, no water, no nuts. And his time frame is 10 minutes to eat it.
Hey, Joe, don't let it backfire on you there, Joe. I'm coming strong. Hey, don't let it backfire on you.
And Joe,
hey, man, you know, hey.
Joe, don't give him nothing to drink. Don't give him nothing to drink.
He ain't allowed to drink nothing. He give me
clean. Let him go get some of that goat. Let him go get some of that goat milk.
Hey Joe. Don't let it backfire on you now. I'm telling you, don't let it backfire on you now.
I ain't gonna let it backfire.
Hey, you and them two big old
say,
boys.
Larry, give him mouth to mouth. Larry to get you mouth to mouth to get you back up.
I can see them big old boys eating them cookies now. I'm sorry about
that. Look, we're going to have a nicest bottle right next to us so we can pump you right out.
Yeah.
Hey, Big George, this is something we got to ask you about. This is what's going to happen. We seen a video out. All right? We seen y'all calling people out. Y'all calling people out, callers here. Man, y'all call my man, say, call them pizza cookie, pizza gangster, pizza this. Oh, man. I'm just letting you know. He saw that video.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, you know, you served a lot of stuff now. I hope y'all can cash that check. What y'all was talking about? What y'all gonna do to him?
Buck Harvey said he's gonna try him. Buck Harvey is just like you and I. He don't get mad about racing. He really think he want to run him, and he's standing firm with it.
I'm just letting you know.
I know both of them. I mess with both of them, but Buck Harvey said he's going to try them, and that's what Buck Harvey going to do. So, it's going to be a good rest of the race. Yeah, of course he's going to run them. Yes.
Okay.
We tried to tell him, but Buck Harvey hard-headed, man. He hard-headed.
Now, tell me, Don, we got to lock that in. We're going to have to get on this. Whenever y'all get ready to lock in, let me know ahead of time.
Well, that race, I don't know when that, they ain't really talked up the race. He just said he won them. I mean, it wasn't no response back to it. But on the race we have Friday, the 18th, yeah, put on the beat, I think it will be addressed. We will call the call out. But right now, let me explain to you. This race is not the race that people think it is. It's not. I mean, I'm explaining to it how it goes. It's just a spot holder. I mean, I just put a name on it. And a lot of people got offended, but I'm letting you know it don't have nothing to do with grudge racing. It's just a name bestowed on it. You know what I'm saying? It's really just a spot hole. You know, we're gonna put in a hat and we're gonna pull out a hat. 20 cars going in the hat. We're gonna pick out 10, and the 10 gonna actually get their own spot. And what it's designed to do is just to actually claim a lot of. Ladder within themselves. You understand what I'm saying? It's not really, it's grudge racing, but it's in the tent. And it's really set up. It's not, don't have nothing to do with grudge racing. It don't have nothing to do with how fast you are.
Uh-huh.
It's the spot you get. And what I mean the spot is we doing it once a month. And what happening is people going to be trying to climb the ladder within themselves. Then you also, people can come out and get the 10th spot and get in and knock them down. So it's going to really be a challenge. It's really a challenge within 10 cars, and people can get in it. So, I mean, you know, people think it's grudge racing. It is grudge racing, but it's not grudge racing. And it sounds kind of crazy. But the grudge racing within the 10 cars, we're not saying we the best grudge racer. It's just a name we put on it. People running with it another way. We just put a name.
Oh,
so real good.
So you was calling him out for that.
Right. You get the 10
okay,
car.
That's what he was wondering. He thought you was calling him for a grudge race. See,
no,
that's all pizza gangsters do. See, that's all he do. He don't.
No,
I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. But Buck Harvey wants to run pizza. If he wants to run him. I mean, he. They can do, I mean, that's just like, I mean, I got a call, but I don't get a long story, but, you know, people taking it the wrong way. Buck Harvey just actually called him out to run him. That's Buck Harvey's call out. But the race Custom Tees, me, and LBM doing is a field. It's a 10-car field. And it's
okay,
really actually
you.
A series of racing. You got what I'm saying?
Okay, well, this is what I got to relay a message. The man said, Buck Harvey has got a bounty on his head when they get to Buzz Creek on the 25th. So the gangster said he will go and run him. Much action as you want.
I'll just let you know
ahead of time.
I'm gonna talk to Buck, and I call you anyway. So we're lining up, and we'll get back on the talk show before the race on it. I'm gonna have Buck get on it. And we'll go from there. Yeah, but Buck, really,
that sounds good.
Buck really want to race him, and I'm telling you that now. He really liked to race him. So, I mean, that was his call out. It wasn't directed so much. He said he would like to try him. Nothing personal. He said he had the top of the chain. Hey, look, he had the top of the chain. We got to pull on that choke chain, baby. We're going to pull on it. Buck Harvey's going to pull on it. One thing about Buck, he like you and I and the rest of y'all, I have seen him, man, run three or four times a day. So, I mean, he's a good dude, man. He don't get mad. He shake your hand before you race. He shake your hand whether you win or lose. So, I mean, he's a good contender. So, he said he want to try him. He's going to try him.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. The man said, there's no lie, on the 25th, you know they're going to be a lot of people getting their head chopped off on the 25th. You know Donnie coming back up here. You know Donnie coming up here too again. He's looking for somebody. You know Bookie, he coming. He's looking for somebody. Bookie looking for, Bookie got the little brand new little Camaro. He's looking to run your man with the 300 Chrysler.
Oh, Cranberry.
Yeah, he's looking.
Yeah, I talked to Cranbird. I talked to Cranbird over today too. Down the track, I told him I wanted to get in, so that can be a locked in race.
Oh yeah, well I'm quite sure they want to lock it in.
Okay, well I tell you what, I'm gonna talk to Cranbird and get him on. I'm gonna get Cranbird. I'm gonna Buck Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And on the talk show, Kenny Beecham, I sent him a number too. He's supposed to be getting on tonight too. So,
okay. And then you got
I get them.
You got. I'm telling you, you got your man Thunder Goat. You know, he's gonna do it. And then the Cookie Monster gonna steal your cookies. So that's. He gonna do them both. He gonna do you on a short track first, and then he say he gonna do you on a quarter mile.
Then as I wipe his nose with that tissue, I'm gonna jump dead on you. Hey Joe, you know how you're in kindergarten and the teacher got to wipe your nose?
Choke on that job peanut butter. We're gonna see what you got left.
I'm gonna get him the 26. I got him. He ain't gonna come back no more. He ain't gonna run that distance.
Out here, he young.
hey,
look.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. Your boy's big and strong. Well, I ain't saying no lie, man. That blue Mustang is strong now, man. She is strong now. I'm prize fighting with big boys now, man. I ain't prize fighting with no little boy no more, man.
Hold on, George. I got to tell you something what happened. This is a god awful stupid happened this week. My son ain't wrestled since February, the little one. When he called Friday, I didn't go in the hospital, so they had postponed it for next Friday. He said, Dad, I want to go to this tournament Saturday. I said, because you ain't been training nothing. Everybody been in there training. I don't care. I want to just go to the tournament. Let's just go. I said, all right, let's go. He went, his coach didn't go. So I said, all right, I got to go up there. He called me up, and I said, wow. I jumped in the car, rode on out there. We went to Baldwin, so I'm coaching him. And you look on the thing, you can see the thing. He got a little Facebook. So I got down there, you know, he was trying to win. He won. He went up to the final, and it was right to the final one. I said, man, he got this tough guy. I said, well, that's really bad. Now, I don't think, you know, how can I get him right? I said, I think he's George over there. That's what I told him.
Yeah, you're right, George. Hey, George E. Pickens.
He went right in there. He went right in there. If you think I'm lying, go look at it. I swear he went in there.
I'm going to look at it and call you tomorrow and see. I don't like that one, though.
Listen, God, unless you can hear my voice in the back. If you think I want to ask him next time you talk to what I said, just think that's George over there. That's all. I was trying to pep him up, get him all right for the thing. I said, man, he went in there. I said, Lord, I hope he don't do this to George when we get down there.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, let's let him know. He don't think he's been. Hey, I got tips on this time. I ain't going to be no sleeper this time.
Okay. We're going to find out.
And I tell you what, we're going to have an extra box of cookies. I guarantee I'll hit him out the gate.
You guarantee you'll get him out the gate?
I'm going to get him out the gate. I'm going to turn him out. I'm going to walk him down through there real easy. That's what I tell you. Walk him real easy.
Were you a red light?
Yeah. I'm not a red light anymore. No.
Hey, Joe, how is this on a motor?
Motor to motor?
Yeah, motor to motor, yeah.
When y'all going to do that?
We supposed to do
that's
it.
That's gonna be a P-Mod.
No. Joe, I gotta get him first.
Who you gotta get first?
You? I gotta
get
you
a Duster.
I can't run you motor on. I can't run the Duster motor.
What?
I can't run your motor.
Oh my God, man! Can't hit with that.
He's trying to pick on little kids. I'm gonna teach him.
Joe, he wants to take that Mustang and pick on your son, but I'm sitting alone with something like him, and now he's scared to death.
No, listen, man. Hold on, man. And then, hold up now. Let's not go too far. Time out now. Until this flag throw down, I will run you. But, I mean, it's not going to be a good race if I got my car set up and license. I'm coming run you on Holder.
You, wait a minute, but you going to run your son on motor? You going to run your son on motor?
Because I said I would do it. That's why. I did it before.
And ask him what the outcome was.
I tell you what, Dust. What do you feel is fair? I turn it on and you stay on motor.
I feel like I was motor. You know, let me turn on off.
Okay, so I mean, what do you feel is fair? I tell you what we can do. I tell you what we'll do. We'll run the best 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3.
Yeah, of course.
Man, math racing, man, we racing.
Okay, well, I tell you what. Okay, one thing we can really do is we can gamble the flip for it. If you win your flip, you get your race. I win my flip, I get my race.
And what's your race? Heads up?
Yep, heads up.
Man, come on. First of all, my boys are going to like heads up racing the nature's car. Nature's car. That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm going to leave you alone. I believe you alone. But I tell you what, you keep that nitrous on, and I think it'll be a good race with that Mustang and that Duster.
You know something, just a pure spike, I'll try you. But like I said, I can't come to a race I know I'm going to lose from a whole lot of money.
Big George, you got a light car.
Man, how you think of my car light?
I'll tell you what I do for you. I'll tell you what I do for you. This is how fair I am. If your car's 3,200 pounds or more, I run your heads up.
No.
Huh? Hey, Joe, you see that right, Joe? You hear him? Nah. See? All right, then.
He was choking on that peanut butter.
I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to run your head up motor. The 25th. I ain't gonna have no nitrous on my car. But I ain't running but one race. That's it. I'll run you motor.
Hey, look, Daddy. Okay.
As long as we run right off the trailer. No shakedown, no nothing.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. You got that action. I mean, as long as we can stay respectful in the bedroom, you got action, man. I'm not worried about that, Doc. I'm gonna teach you so thank you. Got your hands stuck in that cookie jar.
Hey, what kind of peanut butter you want? You want extra chunky or you want Skippy? What kind of peanut butter you want? You want extra chunky or you want Skippy?
Don't give me peanuts. You put that peanuts in there, they're going to
choke me. National Skippy. You know something? You've been stealing, creeping. I'm going to teach you a lesson for all times this time.
Okay.
I'm going to lay on horsepower like you want.
Now you ain't going there either. You ain't going there either.
25th, you got me the 25th.
Okay.
Right off the trail, no shake down.
That sounds good to me. It's not a problem.
Can we make this in the contract that the loser got to eat the thing of peanut butter right quick?
Man, he's gonna lose peanut butter, Joe.
Yeah, can we do that?
You know, I should bring my own. I got a duster too. I should bring my own duster.
Yeah, you got a duster too.
Hold on,
Mr. Big George, what kind of duster you got?
I got a 70 duster.
Race car, street car like mine, setup like mine?
I got the console, shifter, back seat, everything.
Fuck, I like me to see. Trying to promote the track.
You got a big block or small block?
Small, I got a 3-4 in it.
Huh?
I got a 3-4 in it.
Oh, that sounds good. Well, bring that too. I'll knock that off too.
You might get a surprise for you. Yeah. Real easy.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to have to open up a couple of mics right quick, but y'all stay right on. Okay?
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. 248-47. Your mic's open. 248-0347. Your mic's open. Yep, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna open another mic. 202-5902. Your mic's open.
Hello?
202. Your mic's open.
Yeah, this is Ski Mask 2.
Ski Mask 2.
You know who that is? You know who
that's
that
your
is?
Daughter.
Though?
That's your daughter.
hey, Joe, she helping me out, Joe. She helping me out.
Yeah, anybody out of line, anybody want some, just come call Big Joe a ski mask.
Hey, Joe, that's support.
That is support. I ain't gonna lie.
That's support. Hey, Big George. That's some support right there, buddy.
Yes, that's my baby.
But that still ain't gonna get you away from eating that can of peanut butter.
That's right.
You ain't gonna want nothing to eat all day. Look, we gonna be cooking that day. You know me and Larry, we gonna be having food all out there at Bud Creek, right? When you eat that nigga peanut butter, you ain't gonna wanna see no more food.
Well, I ain't gonna wait on the lake till I get full. Hey, I'll make y'all wait
till
the time crack close.
Oh, yeah,
this
is, he got some jumping.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, that sounds good. Oh, I got another mic I got to open up because I got a couple more mics. Y'all stay on here. 631-5916. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Otis? How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right.
Man, I've been holding these shocks so long up here, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm going to come grab them.
No, they ain't going nowhere. I just got them for you, though.
Sit back watching this Long Island Speedway thing. I guess they're trying to promote a track for us.
Oh, they trying to go? They trying to open up a track again?
I guess so. On Channel 20, they better not, because I'll be signing a lot of death certificates.
Boy, you hear Big George? He don't mess around. Gonna eat a whole can of peanut butter.
Yeah, y'all might as well. Y'all should give him something to drink, though. Let him drink a shot of vinegar after it.
No, we can't. We gotta let him sit there for a little bit. Look at him.
Okay, why not? Let him get all choked up, then dry his ass out with a shot of vinegar.
All right,
yeah.
Come on,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Keep going, man. Give me a break, man. Come on now.
Yo.
Give him some apple crisp.
We got to make sure we call Obama when we leave Maryland, too. So tell him to have a secret service on all exits. We got to get out of there safe.
I told you on that. Don't get fooled now.
We got to get out of there safe, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Let
him out
of there. When I do it to the Thunder Goat, right? Just leave all grills, they can have it. We gone. Get the hell out of there. That ain't no Thunder Goat or Billy Goat.
Oh, no, yeah.
Ain't nothing thunder about it. Straight Billy Goat.
Rudolph, he'll be fine. He's going to take care of you.
You heard that, Jordan, now, right?
Yeah, Thunder Goat got it. He all right. I'll make sure you're in next week. Huh? Oh, yeah. It's going to go really hard, yeah.
Oh,
hey, listen. Yo, when I finish that Thunder Goat, they're going to change the name. They're going to name it Mary's Little Lamb.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to get something to go to get on it to defend yourself.
You're supposed to be defending them. Y'all are all supposed to be in the group together.
Yeah, we in a group together. He, hey, he going to take care of that. He going to take care of that.
Lord knows. I can't believe he just said Mary. That ain't right. Dang. Dang, dude, you ain't right on that one. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, I got to open up one more mic because you got to stay on here, George, because I got somebody to talk to you. He's a gangster. Your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
How's everything, Savato? How's everything?
Not too bad. Is that Big George on the other end?
Yeah, that's Big George over there.
Big George, where's your man? He's MIA. Now I put the call out on him as soon as I saw it. And, well, I mean, I don't know what we have. Do we have to send the authorities out for him, or where is he at?
Who that? Who you talking about?
You know who you're talking
about. Buck Harvey, whatever you want to call him.
Oh, yeah, Buck Harvey. He'll be on the show next week. I didn't even call him to send the phone number, man. I had to send the number to Kenny Bisham and them. But he'll be on next week.
All right. Because I don't know, it sounded like a call out to me.
Well, He did call you out.
Hey, yeah. I got to roll for Big George too in that Mustang. I think Allen and him want to come to Piedmont too. They got a Mustang on Nitro.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We got another little Mustang that's going to come to Piedmont. All they still I got shit. One system,
yeah,
all carburetor, and no trans brake.
Ah, man.
I don't know about that.
I ain't got no call over none of my car. All stock.
It's time for suspension, too. But they got a trans brake.
I got all stock. I ain't got nothing, no call over, no adjustment, nothing on my car. But I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about no. I got knocked down Joe's son. We ain't gonna have no problem. I can eat that big box of cookies. He'll be all right. We'll put him in the corner.
I'm so glad your daughter gonna be there. I'm glad she's gonna be there. I'm so glad your daughter gonna be there. She said, give my daddy some water, please. Give him some water.
Hey, Jeff, you lying right here today, ain't you? Oh, you wide open today, huh? Hey, y'all might need that bag of water.
You better look, before you get to the track, George, go down to the deli, get you a quart of milk and drink the whole quart of milk. Because you're going to need it after you have peanut butter. Blood, dude.
Hey, Joe, you don't have to worry. If you don't get filled up on peanut butter, I'll bring the pizza.
Oh, shoot. Nah, they'll like that too much.
I can fuss about it.
They might like that too much. They'll be coming to your shop every day, making that long haul. That's good.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, I gotta open up another mic here.
All right. If you get it, I can probably do it tomorrow when I get off work.
Let's see. I got 631-4759. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, it's DeJuan.
Hey, what's going on, DeJuan? How's everything, bro?
All right. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
We want action.
You want action? You heard that?
Yeah,
big George?
DeJuan on here.
Tell him, DeJuan.
Yeah, down on his ass we going.
All right. You know, he said he had stock suspension, you know, but he ain't got no trans brake. That was the problem. But we gonna make sure. We'll get him back out there.
You ran to the bathroom?
Yeah, we'll get
all stuff in there.
Put them right, we're gonna send them right to the undertaker.
Stickies and the trap.
Now I think that Nova coming back out there. You know that, right? The one
that
the car
that Nova
ran before.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard
one
he's coming
again.
I opened
the door
because I was going to go put my phone on to go remind me to get some gas. Somebody think is on speakerphone. I don't know who got it on speakerphone, but you hear that background.
Just go down the list, man.
Yeah, I'm about to hold somebody's mic right quick. But let's see. Oh, that might be you, June. Okay. Yeah, so definitely I'm going to talk. I'll be talking to them guys this week, and I'm going to see if I can turn around and make sure I get that run for you.
Yeah, we want to do that again.
Yeah. Nah, you was there now. I ain't going to lie to you. Too.
Yeah.
You got a little squirrely. Definitely was there. You was on the money. The car
that's
was
right. That's
good,
a good driving job. Good racing job.
Yeah.
Go out
yeah.
there. You had action. Anybody
you know,
can talk on the case, you had action.
Yeah. And you know what got me? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you how I felt on that one, Duane. And I told Alan about it. I said, Alan, everybody can do all that talking they want. Say all that junk. Oh, he should have did this. Yo, y'all was out there doing it. That's all true. You was out there, and it just had happened. That's all. Nothing
yeah.
crazy.
Can't do nothing
one
about
of those
that.
Things that happened.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things. That's all. Ain't
and I told
myself,
I ain't
going to
put, I'm not going to put your car on the wall, or I'm not going to hurt myself either.
Yeah. You
That's
did
right.
your job.
That's right.
You did what you had
you
to
come
do.
Back,
I ain't going to lie.
You can come back and race another day. It's not a big
That's
deal.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie. When I said on the money, it was on the money. I gotta say one thing. I felt for sure you pulled it off. You know.
Yeah, I was trying.
Like I told him. Yeah, you know, everybody was calling a car. All that car, you know, that car's a stock suspension car, small block Ford. Ain't nothing
stock
crazy.
Block.
Yeah, stock block. Everything. Everybody trying to tell me what it is. The damn car runs good.
Yeah,
the way
we looking.
Nice little...
We're gonna be in Piedmont, and we're gonna be in.
And it's got all
looking
glass
action.
Windows. It's got
all
glass
windows.
Yeah, all glass. Nobody believes.
Only thing fiberglass is the hood.
Yeah, that, I ain't gonna lie. That was some fun stuff. I gotta make sure I put it down. I gotta see Larry. Yo, what is the name of y'all crew? Did y'all make a name for y'allself first?
No, we
what
made,
happened?
Alan. Clint, well, he gonna name it Dope Fiends.
Dope Fiends?
Yeah, oh shit.
No, because every time I look around, somebody is always asking me, you know, for these names. And what happens is, when we sometimes make these shirts and stuff, I like to put your name on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
and
we name it.
We
gonna
shirt,
name it Dope
Fiends. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna name it Dope Fiends.
Okay.
And then, hopefully, by the time Piedmont, I got my own car. I'm coming with a stock suspension Malibu, all glass, all original, bench seat, true stock suspension.
Okay.
All block.
All right. That sounds good. I mean, there's a lot of guys, I'm telling you. I'm going to make a class, too, pretty soon. I just didn't think of it yet. I don't want everybody, I got it in my mind, but I got to just make sure I can be able to get everybody else together on it, you know?
Yeah, but we're looking to travel. We're going to travel a lot this year.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get, I definitely want Alan going out to Indiana, because I know last time he was going to come with me, and hopefully he'll make it this time.
We're going to try. Most likely
yeah.
we're going to be there.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can ask Bob names how he likes it. You can ask anybody that came with us how it was down there. It was good. It was something different.
Yeah, it is. You got to get out there. The only way you're going to get your name out, you got to get it out there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But there ain't no doubt, boy. We're going to have some fun this year.
No, we're going to have some fun. We got some cars for them. Tell them we got some
yeah.
cars for them. Don't worry. Team North will
oh, yeah.
coming this year.
I mean, like I said, we got a big body. It's going to be a big body car. Little Joe coming out with. So he's going to have a big old big box car.
Oh, okay.
He's going to have a small block box car, big one. So he's going to play around a little bit this year, too. I think
over
he'll be ready
CJ?
For Indiana. I think he should be ready for Indiana. So, everything else should work out good. Well, hold on for a second, Duane. I just got to open up this next mic, but you stay on. I'm quite sure
right.
somebody going to call in and try to see if they can lock in something or even try to call you out.
All right,
Duane, your mic's open. Duane, your mic's open. 631-8443. Your mic's open. Somebody got something open over here. I don't know who it is. Somebody get the bag off you.
Joe?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, let me try to hit somebody's background noise. I don't know who this guy is, but somebody got to mute their mic. Hold on, let me see if I can get him. Let me see whose mic is that. Golly. Oh. I'm trying to go down. I hate to say it. I got to try to go down the list and knock people off. That might have been you, Duane. 4759. That was you, Duane. But yeah, Duane, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing?
I can't complain.
All right. Wow, someone got some serious background.
Yeah, let me. I'm about to mute his mic. He's gonna have to call me back. Okay, I'm back. go ahead. Yeah, is that what's going on now?
Hello?
Hey, Duane. Yeah, go ahead, Duane.
Yeah, I'm looking to come out for Bud Creek, you know, in Maryland, you know, looking to do a little something, you know. Waiting for the weather to break, you know, just where I do some testing real quick, you know.
Oh, yeah. I can hear a person's mic. But the thing of it is.
It's gonna be on the money. When you come out, wow, I don't know who the heck is this now. Somebody got that mic open in the background. That is on there. Let me see if I can click it again. You know what happens when you open up a lot of mics. Hold on for a second. That might be Big George. Yeah, that was Big George. So tell me what's going on that way.
Yeah, no, I'm looking to do some, you know, at Bud Creek, you know, down in Maryland. You know, I just want to go test them for a little bit, you know, try to shake the car down a little, you know.
Yeah, we might have you a run because there's another guy with a 4-speed, and he got a Chevelle, too. And it's
that'd
a smaller lot.
That'd be perfect. So
that'd be something worthwhile watching. I'd definitely like to see two small blocks going out of 4-speed.
That's
both 10-inch tires, that'd be perfect. I'm going to go out there to watch that. Buzz Creek, don't get me wrong. I'm hearing a lot of people talking about coming. I got them from all over. I had a guy call me the other day, and he said, oh, my gosh, what is his name? He's from Alabama. He coming. Something running the law or something, gun in the law or something. But he called up the other day and he had what's his name on the phone. He had gun and picks on the phone. And he was looking for some action to do. And he said, I promise y'all be there. I had a guy from Mount Vernon call me. I never heard of him. His name Mac. He tried to run Phil. He got a little Nova. He wanted to run Phil heads up from out there, 23 degrees, you want to go out there and run Phil.
Okay, so there's going to be some good action out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's definitely going to be some action.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, he called me up and they wanted to lock in and everything, and I'm like saying to myself, who is this here, Neck? I said, I ain't even know you. But going to know him, I said, I ain't never heard of him, but he wanted to do something. You know how it is. These ghost calls, sometimes you got to be careful with you messing around and say, yeah, okay.
I'm telling you, don't know what's going on. That's right. You can't call until you see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what I told Gunner. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people out there talking about they want to lock it. Let's lock it. But, you know, sometimes you got to be a little wise. You know, stuff out there now is crazy.
That's right.
It's good, but he said he'll be there anyhow, and you'll let him look at the car. If he likes to run it, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I do anyhow. I don't mind.
Definitely. Once
like
you see it, you
call.
See what you're up against, you know, you take that gamble, you know, say, let me try it out.
That's how
I
look at it. You know,
that's what everybody out there for to have fun. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you
drive
a long heck
distance,
do
you don't want to sit down. That's right.
Nope.
Yeah.
Anything
looking,
else?
I'll be there,
anything
that's
good
sure.
For? Okay, anything else you got going on?
Not as yet, you know, just looking forward to coming out there, you know, Maryland and do something. You know, I just want to, you know, weather break, I want to start shaking the car down, you know, adjusting the clutch in and getting everything together, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I got to see you about those parts because my boy, I got to make sure this kid can have some, like I said, I told him I said I'm going to help him. Definitely want to turn around and see those parts that you had over there.
All right, definitely.
And,
definitely. If you ain't done on Saturday, you know, shoot by, you know, shoot through.
Okay. Yeah, because I had to postpone my stuff, my doctor's appointment. Well, I didn't postpone it. They did. And they made it go back for this Friday. So if God willing, I walk in and stuff real right away, I'll come right out this Saturday.
All right,
not, the following week, I'll definitely be over there because I want to try to help him to get out there.
Exactly.
I don't like
exactly.
to turn around and see somebody sitting back and want to race and can't race, you know?
Yes. And that's like, you know, we all work with one another, you know?
Yeah, I don't mind helping. I do what I got to do to get him out there. I want him to get out there. I know times ain't like it used to be, you know? So, you know, anybody can fall down, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's true. That's true.
Supposed to help the next one get back up. Don't look
that's
at
right.
him and say, oh,
that's
you
right.
We've
all been
so.
Down that road one day, you know, before, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
We've all been down that road. So,
yeah.
about getting back up,
gonna
shaking
be on top.
Stuff off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sometimes
that's right.
you got to look around and you got to say, Dag, I'm blessed, you know.
Yeah.
Turn around. Exactly. And how'd you get that blessing? That's how you look at it. How'd you get it?
That's right. Shake yourself off yeah. and keep going.
Yeah. I got a blessing, and I said, oh, my, turn around, I'll share it with you. If I can help somebody out, I'm helping them. So
oh,
basically
yeah.
right now it's going to be one of those things. I'm going to be bringing a couple cars with me. There's definitely, you know, April 26th is going to be on the money at Piedmont.
Yeah.
$3,000 a win. Everybody all of a sudden was wondering again, how the heck are you going to $1,000 for a conventional head, $100? Don't worry about that, how I do it. I get it. It's going to be all right. We're going to be okay. Plus, I'm going to give a TV away.
Oh, wow.
I promise to give a big screen TV away, and that's with the entry fee when you first came in there. You know? Then second, you know, we're going to be at Buzz Creek, and like I said, all the racers, they want something to eat. Now we turn around. You ain't got to worry about the food. We cook and everything. If you're an older person and you're worried about the heat, we can put an accommodator. We turn around and we got the suites out there just to make sure that we got them all right. We don't want to turn around. We don't want nobody missing anything. We don't want to, especially, I remember my father came out there. You couldn't tell him nothing. Just to see him have that smile on his face.
I was
up in that room all day long. I was like, wow, that was something. And that's what I know. A lot of other people like that, you know. So if you can get an older person that want to come back, but he said, oh, it's too hot for me, and just let us know ahead of time. We'll try to accommodate something for them. They ain't worried about
it.
They ain't got the money for food. Let me know. But that's
definitely
what it's all about. We trying to help everybody out. It ain't about the money. It's about, you know, trying to pull everybody back together instead of all
that's
this
right.
fighting and arguing. Heck, well, it's time to go ahead and move forward. Got to do something
that's
positive.
Right. That's right. Got to have a lot of love for one another, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough in this world. I'll tell you what happened last night. I got to tell this one to everybody because I took a little Phil down and he had won his little championship Saturday in the wrestling thing. So he asked me, can he go down and celebrate and go to the bowling alley? So he went to the bowling alley. I dropped him off, no problem. So all of a sudden I said, well, I got to go get some shots, some stuff for my mom. So Chris said, well, I got to go get something out of the store too. So she came up with me. I said, well, I got to pick up Phil in a little bit. So she riding with me. I pick him up. I'm coming down the road. I'm at a Suburban, you know, stop at the light, ain't thinking nothing about it, got Phil in the back seat. I'm on the way back from my mom's, you know, no big deal. It was about 8:00, 8:30. I'm at the light. All of a sudden I saw this woman riding past me, eyes bugging, like she was crazy. I said, what the hell is that? I mean, kind of like looked at me like scout. It was almost like a deer gonna run head on into the car. So I looked to the left of me, I saw it running past the side. I was just careful I ain't going to bust my window out or something. And all of a sudden, something said, look to your right. I looked to the right, and there was another one running from on the right-hand side with glass. I said, man.
Wow.
So something said, look back to the left just to make sure. When I looked back to the left to make sure that the other one where she at, all of a sudden the back door opened on my truck.
Wow.
So I smacked my head back to the right. Till the girl was getting in the car. I mean, I don't know, girl, boy, I got, she said that was no girl. I said it looked like a half girl. I don't know what the hell it was.
Phil was jumping out the other door.
It was coming in my, it was coming in the back door, but Phil was, and Phil was kicking us, get the hell out. Yeah. And I was like, holy cow, I didn't know what the hell happened to me. I said, damn, you mean to tell me we getting ready to get carjacked? I said, damn, man, if I had $75 on me, it'd be lucky. But I'm like, telling myself, I ain't never seen no junk like this.
Man, I would have ran
the world
like
to now. Look, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was getting ready to mash the gas. I was trying to get up, I was going to go grab onto it. But Phil had kicked so hard, he had kicked me. His butt then they came out the seat, and I was worried about he going to go out the door. With
fly out the door.
Gas.
Wow.
So I wasn't trying to match the gas yet, but when he gave that last kick and I heard that barrel sound, I knew he kicked hard. I said, all right, now he can match the gas.
Wow, that's
it was
powerful.
It was something like off the movie, like MTV. We all sitting there. We laughed about it at the end, but, man, that first time when they opened the door, and then for like 10
you didn't know what
to
do. Like, wow, is this for real?
Yeah, I was like, man, you know what? You would never in life think something like that. I wasn't even thinking of nothing like that. But
that
the world is
much,
so bad now.
That's
why I said we got to be the one that's to example. If you're going to turn around and be all that fighting, you might as well say, what do you think it is? What's going to happen? Your kids see it. They're going to do the same thing. So you got to be the one to turn around and be the false. You, whoever you've copied before, a good person, that's how you want your kids to look up and say, damn, I want to be like dad, or I want to be better than dad. Something like that, but don't turn around.
Sure.
You want to be that old thug stuff? That ain't the way. Your kid has got a bad retirement when you're going to turn around and be following.
That's right. Dad insurance policy, that's for sure.
Yeah, you either dead or in jail. That's how I look at
it.
That's
right.
That's what's
going to
happen when you get two bad ones. Two bad ones meet up, say something's going to happen. And guess what?
Yeah.
It might not be a good outcome. You might have to get a suit. So my whole thing, that's why I try to keep my little kids. I try to keep them as much as I can. I try to teach them a little something. Try to keep them with you at the track or whatever you want to do. It don't have to be racetrack, anything. But my outlet was right there. Turn around and have the kids with me, and they see what's going on. They have fun. And, hey, guess what? When they get kids, they're going to want to do the same thing. Do a little something with your kids. Take a little time out. Hey, and that's why the best thing is when we do some of these shows like that, and the whole family can come. Everybody can see that, you know, you can enjoy yourself with no fighting or nothing. Or, you know, certain places you can't go. I hate to say it. That's how it is. But that's how I'm trying to change it a little. Change up the game.
Have a good day. That's right.
Yeah. So whenever I can help somebody, I'll try my best. But it's definitely going to be a totally different thing this year. I'll tell you that. It's going to be totally different. We're going to do a lot of traveling. So it's going to
definitely
be on the money.
Definitely.
And
like I said, whenever you're ready, you know, stop through. You know, we'll work it out, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know that, Wayne, anytime. So, you know, you can let me know what's going on, and we're going to definitely get those parts. And I know my man Pizza Gangster. I think we're gonna all run down to his shop one day. We're gonna all surprise him one day in all the races.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always got a table waiting for you, Joe.
All right, no, we're gonna just come all up there. We're gonna be all racers. Come out there, go buy some food, just load it up. I'm quite sure.
All you can eat.
So. No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Well, wait, is Dwayne on?
No, Dwayne
I'm scared about Dwayne bringing him all you can eat.
Oh, man. No, Dwayne in here right now. Dude. Oh, man, boy. When you said all you can eat, well, you got that's a problem, man.
You can even bring, bring Big George. Big George as well.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to end up probably having doing for Buck Harvey, he could probably wait on some tables for him to pay off his debt to me when I crack his ass.
Don't.
Joe, you there? Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
I don't know. It went dead.
Man. God damn, I thought somebody took something out on me, Joe. I got nervous. I was like, man, did I say something I shouldn't have said?
Where'd Joe go? He's on?
What's that?
No, is it Joe's on or he's off?
No, Joe's here.
Oh, okay.
Something's the matter with the show right now. It keeps coming in and out, I think.
Oh, okay. Receptionist that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Somebody had an open mic earlier and it was messing everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
I think he shut them down. I think he has shut that open mic down.
Hmm. Yeah, the show ain't damn near over. It didn't start till what time? What time does the show start? 7:30, right?
7:30, yeah. Is it 9?
Hmm. Yeah, it's just 9 o'clock now. No, it's it's before 9. It's not 9 o'clock now. And usually, you know, he'll sign off and stuff, you know what I mean? They usually let you run a little late.
Yeah, 8 to 9, so it shouldn't have shut down right now. Should be still rolling.
Yeah, it's got to be. You and I are where are you out of?
New York, Long Island.
I'm outside, like I said, the suburbs of Philadelphia. So we're still talking. So is it just you and me that are here together?
I think maybe it's me and you. I don't hear nobody else out there.
God damn.
Almost like a Twitch channel.
Maybe Joe put us in our own little spot. That's a little scary right there.
Yeah, I think something might be wrong with Joe's show because I'm still on here.
Oh, you still on?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we'll hold our own show. We don't need Joe.
That's strange, though, that it locked out, you know, locked him out and kept us on, you know?
Right. Well, what I did, as soon as it went dead, like I said, I just got finished making a comment, and then what I did is as soon as it went dead, I thought they cut me off for some reason, you know? So then I hung up and dialed right back. I hopped right back on, and now, like I said, I'm with you folks.
So So he didn't even have to turn your mic on. You came right back on.
Yeah, I came right back down. I hit the cue and cued me right back on.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I don't know where the host is. How many of us are still out there? We still got a whole... Is Big George still out there?
I'm going to hold out.
Come on.
Just the three of us?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I don't know. I know just probably us three on it.
Let me see if I send you a text, see what happens.
All right, go ahead. Maybe somebody climbed into the back of Joe's Suburban again. Snuck up on him.
See, I'm gonna see if I can switch over on the other lane. I mean, on the other side, and see if I'm gonna call from the house phone and see if Joe's still on. That's real strange.
Yeah, because like I said, the last comment that I was making was about Buck Harvey about waiting tables when he comes up here, something like that, right? I thought that maybe that was inappropriate a little bit. I ain't trying to grind on me. I didn't know. Next thing you know, my shit went blank. I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to be banned for saying something like that. I don't know.
Well, the show is still on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wonder, like I said, where does it go, like other people when they call in? Because like I said, it put me right back with you guys.
Yeah.
I texted on my phone to text back to what happened.
See, it's just us three. I'm on the phone now.
And that's to split us off. Everybody's split in half or something, you know?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is off.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Especially
if
talk to us.
Yeah. I'm going to dial back from my house phone if it put me on a different connection.
I just called from my house phone, and it put me right back to you two guys.
Wow.
And I'm right around the corner from them.
Wow.
I don't know. Man, I hope Russia didn't drop the big one. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I'm going to call his personal phone and see what happens.
Oh, you're going to call his house phone?
No, I'm going to call his cell phone.
Yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call his cell right now. Hold on.
Yeah, see what happens, yeah. Maybe we have to hang up and then call back in, and it'll all put us in there with Joe and then the main feed.
Hello?
What I mean?
Hello?
Yeah,
Joe, you back?
Yeah, that's me.
Joe, we were nervous. I'm listening
to everything you guys said. What happened is we got, I think we finally got it because the guy turned up screwed up. They hopped into the phone thing last time, into the Block Talk Radio, and we were trying to figure out what the heck is going on.
Okay.
And now I finally got the number. Because they've been doing this here jump, and they're knock the whole thing. It says, you're now in the host queue. Press 1. And they go, how the heck I'm in the host queue? What happens is they get the number, and they took the whole switchboard over just then. So they shut a lot of people down, but I heard you guys talking. The big one and everything, but I couldn't talk. So now I had to call Block Talk Radio over on the house phone and turn around and make them go and hit it in. Now they can deal with the person now. So we got the hand.
I was worried somebody climbed in your Suburban, Joe.
Nah. Look,
oh, there you go.
I'm going to make a person a bumper sticker when I go. Nah, it ain't going to be that no more. I definitely ain't going to sit there still no more. I definitely won't do that. But, it's one of those numbers. But, nah, it should be pretty damn good. I'm hoping for everything else. But let me just open this mic up because I want to see who this was. So that's an out-of-town number. But you guys hold on a second, okay?
Yeah.
443-4121. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on now?
Hey, G-Money, man. What's going on, baby?
Not much, G-Money. How you doing?
All right, man. I was sitting there listening to the show, too, and Pizza Gangster and them, they were just on there talking, and we had lost you for a second, man.
Yeah.
We found I think it was a hacker that got on. I think we got him because I had to call Block Talk Radio and tell him, look, this thing just did it again, and they just kicked over for him.
Hey, I'm glad it's Pizza Gangster, man. Did somebody jump in your Suburban or what?
That's what I'm saying. I thought I was like, oh, man. I said, somebody shouldn't have said, crying. He went dark.
Hey, G-Money, is your phone on speaker phone?
Hello?
Okay, yeah. It was echoing. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I heard, so I just unplugged that thing. I had the little earpiece in and whatnot.
Last
I heard Pizza Gangster said, it's all you can eat, and they're going to make Big George wait some tables.
yo, I got to get, he's going to have to pay his debt off somehow, you know what I mean? He ain't got no chance of winning.
Hey, my man Buck Harvey, I hear you keep asking for Buck Harvey. He's my next door neighbor, man.
Listen, if you got a quarter of the phone, listen, I got dinner for the family. You go over there, the man called me out, and I don't know, he's MIA, I can't find him. I know, you ain't got to look hard for me. Joe will tell you that.
I heard that. All he tells me that he will be at the track, you know what I'm saying? I don't get involved. I run my own race, you know?
I hear you. He got action. He don't even know what he did, but he got action.
Should be a good race, brother, because I know that you got that Camaro, right? That black Camaro with the red stripe.
Yeah,
that joint is badass, man.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. I can't hear you, bro.
I said that Joker is badass.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just a little toy, a little something. Got a little motor, nothing big. You know what I mean? He was yelling, like I said, when somebody comes down, like I said, well, I'm not the one to pump my chest or whatever. I get confidence in myself. Joe will tell you that. But somebody comes out saying that he got the baddest conventional head cast intake one carburetor, the man made a mistake, I guess. I don't know. I'm just scratching the back of my head. So you got to prove it, and you got to go through me.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see everybody get together, man.
What's that?
Well, yo, Joe.
I can't wait to see everybody get together.
No, like I said, we're going to be Bud Creek, Joe's race there. I might even try to come out a little earlier. Like I said, I'm trying to screw Joe, but there's another race at Cecil. That's on the, I believe that's May 10th. But like I said, we're going to definitely be at both events. But like I said, Bud Creek is one of my favorite tracks. So like I said, I look forward to going down there.
Are you on the final?
What's that, bud?
Are you on speakerphone?
I'm getting too much feedback.
Somebody's echoing.
Echoing like crazy.
Oh, yeah. I heard it. They cut it off, whoever it was.
Yeah, what was somebody asking me?
Yeah, man, I live 26 miles away from Bud Creek, man.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite track. I was there once. I mean, the first time I was there, I just fell in love how they treat you, just the facility. And, you know, like anything else, it's just how they prep it. But like I said, that I mean, to me, that's my favorite track. I mean, you know,
oh, yeah.
And like I said, I'm looking to travel this year. I might do that Indiana thing with Joe. You know, I want to go down to Virginia Motor Sports Park, you know. So, like I said, but Buds Creek, I mean, we come off the trailer. I might even, like I said, things are so good down Buds Creek, I might even have to run them with my golf cart because that's all I'll need, I think, to beat them.
I heard that, man. You ever been to Virginia Motorsport?
No, not yet.
Man, Virginia Motorsport is just like Buds Creek.
Yeah, that's what I hear. And like I said, it's hard for me, and Joe will tell you, like I said, with all the hours that I work to get out, it's hard to get out, you know, like I said, in the food business. You know, you got to put the time in. So it's hard, but like I said, I'm making an effort now after I've been here 8 years. It's like I said, it's time for me to enjoy life a little bit, you know?
I got you, bro. Hey, I tell you, the best thing that happened to me. Yeah.
G-Money, I got a question for G-Money.
Yes, sir.
I got somebody for you. It's just like you. All steel except for the hood, 69 Camaro, short deck, on nitrous. You looking to do something? And we can set that up. I think it'd be a good race for you. 69 Camaro, another 69 Camaro.
All steel.
All steel except for the hood. Got a fiberglass hood on it.
What? To the big end?
You'll go to the listen. One thing with us up this end, we'll go to the I'll go to the eighth. We'll go both of us. Yeah, we'll go to the big end. It don't make a difference.
It sounds like we can make something happen, man. I love the race.
All right, well, like I said, we'll get together, and somehow I'll get together with you, but like I said, Joe will tell you, you know, we're all
now,
above board.
When is Cecil County? When is that race?
I believe the Cecil County race is on the 10th, I believe. Now, don't hold me to that. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I believe that's that first. That, like, I think they're calling it, like, Philly versus the World Spring Edition or something like that.
Okay, right. Does anybody want to step up?
Right, but I mean...
And tell them anybody. Can we call anybody right quick and let them go ahead and put out the date. What they got going on?
What's that now? Is that Joe?
Do you want to put anybody out there? You know, you want to have somebody call in and explain what they got going on that day.
I don't even know that much, but I know, like I said, I know they're doing some class racing there, and it's a big grudge thing. I know when I think they did the first one last year at the end of the year, at the end of the season, they had a really good success with it. And they're coming back this year, you know, two times, one in the spring and one in the fall. So
okay,
I can find out more about it, and I can put it out there next week on the show. But, G-Money, if you think you're going to ride down the Cecil, like I said, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, put nobody in the corner. But I know, you know, the car I'm trying to set you up with, like I said, I mean, he'll be there on the 10th. He's coming to Buds Creek. And, like I said, I think it'll be a good race.
So you'll be at the creek on the 10th?
No. The 10th, I believe, is Cecil County having a grudge thing. That's Cecil County. It's called Philly versus the World. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100%. There's a boy. I'm sure you heard of the Pink Warrior. He makes a lot of noise, Joe Manicanzi.
Yeah, I hear them talking on the show.
Right, yeah. He knows the date, but I could find out the date and put it out there. But I believe, I want to say it's May 10th. If that falls on a Sunday, I think it is. Joe, when's your race? Is it 25th? Is that on a Saturday or a Sunday?
No, that's on a Sunday, my race.
Yours on Sunday. Okay, so then I think May 10th is a Saturday. Let me look at the calendar. I want to say it's May 10th. I'm almost positive. It's at Cecil County. And like I said, it's the whole day of graduation. Let me see. I'm looking at my calendar now.
It probably is the 10th.
Yeah, it is May 10th. Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar right now. I believe, and I'm 99% sure, it's Saturday, May 10th. It's all day. It's graduation. I know they're doing some 28 stuff and, you know, no bar stuff and like that, but they had a really good success last year. I didn't go because, again, I was working.
I want to see the car. Who's the guy that owned the car, Joe?
No, Joe, don't know. No. It's a good friend of mine. You might know the car because it's black and red. 69 Camaro. He goes by the Godfather.
It's black with the – does it have the red stripe on it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's black with the – it's got Yanko stripes on it.
Yeah, that bitch is bad, too, man. That thing is a rocket, man.
Where's
he from?
He's from up my way, up this way. We're lifelong friends. We grew up together. We've been riding motorcycles, mini cycles, everything. We've been playing ice hockey together all our lives. And it was a coincidence when, like I said, he painted that car black with red stripes. my and he didn't realize that when I bought my new car, it was black and red. So it just happened to fall into that, you know what I mean? Because they were busting, you know how everybody's there busting my stones. What's that?
Yeah, short deck or tall deck?
Short deck. You got a short deck now. Short deck, conventional head, one carburetor.
Right. Yeah, so. Hey, that sounds like a plan, man. That damn sure sounds like a plan. I think I heard somebody else say something about that. A while
right.
back.
Yeah, well,
somebody was saying
they had you locked in for Fable or something like that, and it never came through or something like that. Now, off my end, that's what somebody was saying. Yes.
My car wasn't even ready, man. I still got the transmission out of the car.
Well, yeah, join the club, so do I. I didn't even touch my car for this last year, so we're in this together. Well,
yeah,
you know. Well, like I said, if you can be ready, I know, like I said, we're all coming down the Butch Creek without a doubt, and I know, like I said, he's going to support the race at Chisa, so I'm 100% sure he'll be there, but I think they were trying to get together with you for Fayetteville, if I'm correct. Now, you might know better than I do, and I don't know how true that was, because I didn't even know that you sprayed, because I've seen your car a couple times down Capitol, and I'm very, like I said, beautiful car, you know, very, like I said, I give you a lot
Thank
of respect, you know. And I was like, man, that'd be a good race. And once I found out somebody said that you shoot that car, I was like, well, wait a second. I know he's got conventional, you know, I heard how you said. I said, man, that'll be a perfect race. You
right.
know?
Yeah, I turned it on like last year and whatnot, you know, a little small shot.
Well, you were there. Yeah, you were there. I believe you were there when, I knocked off Big Lou from the horseman, the three-legged
horseman.
Horseman.
Yes, sir. I definitely was there.
Three-legged horseman. Oh, yeah.
Three-legged horseman.
Three-legged horseman.
and then one of the boys came out. One of the horsemen was riding with his guns blazing, and I think he fell off the horse. That was with his nephew Pete.
Yeah,
he called me out,
right.
and he had action, and we can't find him. So I don't know. Maybe I'm bad karma, just like the lines. You know, I mean, once I start talking, the lines go dead.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
The straps came off the horse.
Hey, I'm already locked in. I'm locked in with Chad from the Horseman. I beat him once, and he wants his race back because we found that out at the banquet. We had the Metro Rush banquet, and the boy was like, yo, G-Money, man, yo, I want my race back. I said, you got it. And then Sean Murphy, from Shakedown, I beat him once. He beat me, and now we won't break his tie. I got to break some cash, too.
Okay.
But otherwise, I ain't heard nothing about nobody trying to get at me. But the Godfather, it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
I think what's his name in the cut was he kept saying he got a Camaro that sits like me, and he says, "Will I be down to Fayetteville? Will I be down to Fayetteville?"
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even make it down there, man. I ended up working that weekend, and you know, I got all the highlights from all the fellas that was there. You know?
Right. Yeah. No, like I said, I mean, your name came to thought. Like I said, your car came to thought when I was talking to my buddy. And next thing you know, I called, made some calls, and they said they already had something locked in with you and him down Fable. I was like, man, I didn't know nothing about that. And then I've come to find out that, you know, like you say, you know, nothing ever came of it. So, like
right.
I said, if you're going to be ready, like I said, I mean, we can wait till the 25th. You know what I mean? I'll put you guys together, and it's a square race. So I mean, straight up. You know what I mean? And he'll come
like
with you. You don't have no problem. You know, he don't have no problems coming off the trailer. I really shouldn't speak for him, so I don't know. But 90%, like, you know, like I said, I'm sure you guys could agree on something. Because, like I said, Michael likes to race, and, you know, it'll be a good race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love the race now. That's my thing, baby.
Yeah. G-Money, can you get in touch with E?
Sure, I can get in touch with him in 2 seconds.
Okay. Do me a favor. The pitching man called me up today.
Okay.
And they had a duster down there in Fayetteville, and they wanted some pictures. So
okay, they want some pictures from E?
No. I guess it was he was parked next to E. E knows the guy. I'm not sure who it was, but he said a duster.
So what, they want some pictures of a duster or something in Fayetteville?
No, the guy from the duster ordered pictures from the pitching man down there.
Oh, okay.
And he lost the number. So basically he got the pictures already for him, but he don't know who to ship it to.
Okay,
so
yeah, so I'll tell E to give you a call then.
Yeah, and then I give him the number right to Burwell there. Pitching
there.
Yeah,
that's
wanted...
Yeah, fellas, I cannot wait to get up underneath the damn wheel, baby. I was in there working and walking past my two damn cars all winter, and today I'm looking under the hood and checking and looking and this and that. And the other. Man, I live for the summer, man.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean.
Gotta get that, man. I hear y'all guys out there racing, man, and I got to get that adrenaline rush, boy.
You know, like this conventional head shootout everybody's
yeah.
talking about trying to get in. And like I told Larry, I said, I don't care. Like we said, you know, we're going to do that payout. I want 3,000 win, 1,000 runner-up.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And I know Calvin's definitely in it. The boys up here, we got like 3 cars from up here that's in it. So it's going to be a good show out, you know.
I think Hatton is in it, too.
Yeah. I said, all right, 8-car field. I said, I don't care. Any longer for 8-car field, that's what the payout is. And it's 8. And it's not but $100 to enter. So
mm-hmm.
if it's 8-car field, regardless, they get paid $3,000. I don't care. It doesn't
that's
matter.
What's up, bro.
That's all I want. I want everybody to have something to go back with. You know, I mean, you have been to tracks that you can come around and you see how they do their $500, $1,000 entry fee. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there ain't too many people that can be throwing those $1,000 for entry fee.
And just throw it away.
Yeah. You know, it's
not
that
cool
like
at
that.
All.
No.
Hey, I got something for y'all guys. Change the subject. Y'all cats know about the swap meet this weekend, right?
No, anything like that.
Man, look, if you have never... Man, hey, I hope Pizza Gangs are listening too, man. If y'all ain't never been to the swap meet at Budge Creek, man, the swap meet is as long as the track, man. I'm talking 2 and 3 rows of stuff.
Come on.
Every year it gets bigger and larger and larger and larger.
Okay.
And it's this weekend. I think it's the Sunday. If you look at the Budge Creek schedule, it's Sunday, man.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get down. Well, at least you pass it out right now. Everybody know now.
Yeah, man. I take the pickup truck and just load the damn truck up. I don't do no racing or nothing. Anything that I can buy, Chevrolet, for any poor guys that's listening. You know, I buy up every damn thing I get my hands on that I need for my business. You know.
No doubt. No, I was talking to, like I know George was talking about the Ford Mustang. I meant to tell them I saw a commercial on the other day about buy a Ford and they also give you a free dog.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
No.
Yeah, they give you a free dog because when the Ford breaks down, at least you got somebody to walk with you home.
Oh.
And the dog got the dog out of the dirty road. I'm like, wow, that was messed up.
That is.
Or
the damn dog, the dog can sniff his way home if you're lost.
I said, wow, that's dirty, boy. That ain't right. But, hold on, G-Money. I got to make sure I let these other couple guys get on right quick because I think they're trying to get back. But hold on.
Okay.
I'm definitely you stay right there.
Right.
973-6685. Your mic is open. 973-6685. Your mic's open.
What up, Joe?
No, Mark, what's going on now?
Hey, nice.
Yeah, what do you got over there?
No, I just called to see what you had going on.
Yeah, nothing too much. What you got going? Anything going on coming up?
No, you know, we got more people going in the bushes.
Got people going in the bushes again?
Yeah. Yeah, I supposed to block the police and then come down there to run Rudy.
Now what happened?
Rudy said we was going to run anything with a go. And all of a sudden now, he can't get in touch with his guy that's going to bet the money, so now he's only commit to running for the $5,000 instead of the $10,000.
Yeah, out of here.
So
you going to hold him to it?
I don't want to go all the way down there for fucking $5,000. I'm going to spend $1,000 and get down there and get it.
I know. No, I'm just saying, well, that means he got to pay the other deposit up if he can't make up the $10,000, right?
Yeah, but he don't want to run for that. The only one he want to commit to is the $5,000 now. I'm like, man, this is so much bullshit with this game. And I got people taking off of work and all this other shit. They can't get a call back.
Wow. No, that's not good. That's not good.
Definitely not good. Did you talk to Big Dwayne?
Yeah, I talked to him.
And then did he say he told me he was talking about running you again? You know that, right?
Yeah, I told him we'd run again.
Because he said if you was a step in there, you know he was going to try you then. Think about trying.
Yeah, so he say, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see when the time comes.
Yeah. So I said, and it's there go well. But no, everything else is good though, man. I'm gonna tell you, right now, shoot, trying to get everything straight where I'm going at. You know, we're trying to get, like I said, I'm trying to make sure we got the Indiana race going in June 7th. We're gonna bring a couple cars. We're trying to bring them out there with us. May 25th, man. It just seemed like everybody's trying to explode that up. Everybody's coming around. People from all over calling me.
They want to lock in and run Weeby with you. I'm going to run Weeby that day.
On the 25th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So run him at your show. And then I'll mean right after that.
Oh, man. All right. That sounds good. Anybody else you got sights on?
Now I got Jason and them up here on the 18th. I got Rhodey supposedly on the 26th. And I run. I'm looking for Obama on the 26th too if he show up. So
yeah, they Obama talking junk. He just I don't know.
We're trying to get Lance and Long Island Will to run do that race that we locked in Fayetteville at your show on the 25th because we locked in to run the end of May, so we can we can put him down there.
Okay. And I know Lamont should be having something going on. I'm waiting for the Omega. When he call up, I'm going to lock on the Omega and Lamont together. The one that was trying to run him that day at Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And Lamont had a little problems there because he want to try him.
He'll do that. That
two yeah.
chassis that you ran that did that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't call me up. They called somebody else, they called me and said that they would take the nitrous off. It's a cannon valve small block and it's a tube truck. And take the gas off and turn me loose and eat.
Okay. That's the bullshit they do right now, right? They said it was a small block before and everybody knows the damn truck was a big block at the end. And it was their man that turned around and came back and said, man, he was wrong. And he came back and he gave my guy back his money for that bullshit. Now, on Dog Show, Pro Star Joe even said, they let me talk first, then they opened everybody's mic up. They opened up Pro Star Joe's mic. They said, now, there's always two sides to the story. And the second side of the story, Pro Star Joe goes, he's going to tell you the second side of the story. He said, everything Joe said was 100% right. Said straight out just like that. Now, I was the one that said the small block, the whole thing, but they came in a big block. Now, I think it's Joe's props because he damn sure turned around and opened his mouth up and said exactly. He could have turned around and said, no, you didn't say that, Joe. He did not say that. He said straight out, I was 100% right. But that shit that Buddy blowing is going to pull like that, I'm telling you right now, if they do that to the game, I don't care how fast anybody, anybody that runs them, they're crazy. But I wouldn't mess with them. Because it could have caused a big-ass riot because a lot of people lost money for some bullshit. Now he's going to try to say small block again, and then Dancer didn't have no small block in it. And it's a two chassis, a round two chassis on top of that what I ran. Now, Dancer wouldn't have been running no damn big block anyhow, you know what I'm saying? It was bad enough. I was running this thing in. I was like, I really didn't like the race. But, you know, just to open up the thing, and they would say, you don't damn walk. Look, man, I ain't no sure. GW, but I'll go out there. But it happened. But now they're going to play the game. Now they're going to pull some shit on you now. So, you know, that's bullshit. So, I'll tell you what, though. We got, for the right amount of money, I know somebody, we bring a car around for $10,000, cash, small block. I don't care if he got that. We're going to try him. I know that for a fact. They already told me. And he's willing to do that at Bud Creek. That ain't no problem. I know Mike the Greek will do it.
It should be good.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, though. They're going to try to
Now they're going to send something like that after you, and the shit ain't in a small block. It's just a big block.
Yeah, I heard about that, man.
That's bad. That's bad, man. You know? Enough is enough. Now, Buddy Blow. Buddy Blow. Huh?
So they won't get that off with me.
No, I ain't going to lie to you. It was getting ready to get ugly. I seen it coming. Everybody seen it coming. But come on, man. Now he's gonna do that to you. You know, straight out. That now they asking for it. You know, I mean, everybody was on the dog show and everything, and dog said that the money shouldn't have went nowhere. That's how it should have been, and it shouldn't have. But you know, I'm not worried about that now. But just the idea, Buddy Blow shouldn't have lied either. The owner, don't get me wrong, the owner wasn't even there when the thing was locked in. When he was locking in, the owner was cool. He apologized right off the bat because he knew what was wrong, and he don't play that game. He didn't want to play that. But it was too late. That money went everywhere else for all the rest of them. And I was like, all right, no problem, cool. But it won't happen no more. I'll make sure that won't happen. I'll stop it ahead of time. That's not cool. That's not good racing. But hold on a second, Mark, because I got to open up another mic. Cause he was sitting on here from Indiana here. 248-0347. Your mic's open.
What's happening, Joe? It's Kev.
Hey, what's going on, Kev? How's everything?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. Hanging there with two hands.
I hear that. Yeah, we're going to be coming out there on June 7th. Should be trying to bring a couple cars. So I'm getting everybody all situated now. We're trying to get all the rooms. I'll be getting the rooms and everything together. But we're there. I said we're going to be there.
Right. I'm trying to get it together for you right now.
Okay. Yeah, what you got going on over there?
Oh man, just working my ass off, but I told you we're trying to see what me and you can do something, have some fun.
Yeah, no, we're gonna do a little something. I promise you, like I said, when we get out there we run, ain't no, you know how it is. I don't mind playing around like I said.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there, you know, I'm there to play around anyhow. I ain't come all the way out here, you know what I mean? Just to be making passes. We all came out there to do a little running. You're going to gamble, you're going to try everything.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just, you know, I've been working my ass off right now, trying to get everything, you know, back together. So, you know, I know you've been texting me to get on the show, and I've been working. So I want to let you know I was supporting the show, and you got a good show going on, brother. And hopefully, you know, I know you're coming a long way. I'm going to try and accommodate you and have some fun.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely we will
nothing,
see you
nothing
soon.
Personal, nothing personal.
No, you know that. It's all fun and games. You know how it is.
Right.
You know, ain't no problem there at all. I got no problem. This kid from Indiana, boy, he's a good man out there. So we definitely going to be there. But, Kev, hold on for a second because I don't have any much
all right,
time.
Do you say I'm
here
for Mike? Go ahead.
Okay, I'll just open a couple of mics, okay. 301-4687, your mic's open.
You know who it is, Joe, Mr. Matt, listen, Troy.
What's going on?
Ain't too much, Joe. I'm just listening to what's going on. I just got on here.
Okay. You got anything to say over here?
What was that, Joe?
You got anything to say over on this here? You need to call out anybody?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on. Tell them hold their pants on. Hold them on.
Right.
That's why I'm going to rip them off. I'm really in heat. I just don't want to say too much yet.
Okay. When you think you're going to be out?
We're going to try to make the out of the next race.
Okay. We'll see you there then. Definitely going to get all the money. Cause I know everybody else can tell me they already gung-ho to do it. So... definitely going to be on the money. But I'm open up a couple more mics so I can just have them on before 9:30. And just hold on. You can hold right on the mic. You can say anything you want to say, though.
I got it.
I got 336-6177. Your mic's open. 336-6177. Your mic's open. I guess he didn't want to talk. Pizza Gangster, you still on here, too? The final, 610-2422. All righty. Yeah, it seems like everybody's up there. Anybody got any last words before we go?
No.
Well, I think we're going to close it out right now, but I think we got a lot of racing going on, a lot of locked-in races. Young Stan, when's your first race coming in anyhow?
The next race that would come up would be Rhodey if he commits to finish locking up the rest of that money.
Okay. And if not, then what's the next one?
May 18th.
Okay. And then you got May 25th against Weeby.
Right. And then I got then I have Long Island Will on the 25th.
Oh,
wow. So that's going to be big.
Huh?
Hey, Young Stan, this G Money, man. What's happening?
What's going on?
Hey, it's cooling, man. Hey, you Hey, Joe, y'all see that that post I put on Facebook, man? Me and E are standing beside his Firebird.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I put on there, I said, as Young Stan would say, get that bread up. Them niggas, they lost it, man.
Yeah, put some
comments behind that, boy.
Yeah, I'm that shit, too. Get that bread up. That's my saying.
I be cracking up, man.
Yeah, you put it out there. I ain't going to lie to you. Not everybody's on that. Everybody on it.
Hey, they get it.
And the motor going to be up for sale now, huh?
Yeah, it's for sale. Mm-hmm. They can whoop anybody ass that sit like it, I promise you.
The boys say that thing is ready. Well, I seen it in action.
Yeah, I got to give it credit, boys. Thing screams like hell.
I'm going to show you what it means to say you got the baddest one. I'm going to let it all hang out when I race Rhodey.
Okay.
And I'm going to gap it there.
You going to gap him?
I promise you. I'm going to gap him. That motor, if that motor lasts 2 weeks after I race Rhodey, somebody will fool if they don't come by it.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you.
Build it for that. So I want to get rid of it. I got something else in the works.
Is that supposed to be some nitrous now coming in?
Huh?
We planning on using nitrous? You have a nitrous motor now?
Yeah, I'm going nitrous. Uh-oh. Can't have both these cars, but I won't get rid of the car.
Okay, got you.
Get rid of the whole drivetrain. They come get it. That 30.
Now tell me something. I heard that you had, ain't no coilovers on the car or nothing, right?
I ain't got none of that.
A lot of people, now rumors get started. He got coilovers, he got everything. I just want you to explain the car. Please tell everybody. I'm going to let you say what the car, how the car sits.
It's all steel, all glass at the front windshield and the nose and the front bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And you got stock wheel tubs. And you got 90/10 shocks. And it's a hell of a chassis, man, that built it. That's how the car sits. Small block, straight head, cast manifold, one carburetor, no nitrous, power glide.
You know how people is trying to tell all kind of other different stories, oh, it got this, racecraft, it's this. Oh, come on, y'all.
Check that. I understand that shit. They can look right under that car and see it. They're like, I was on the phone with Rhodey and then the day, Rhodey put that video out about me. I got true stock suspension, no coilovers, no mini tubs, all that, right? He got it on camera. I just watched the video earlier. We get on the phone today. He talking about, I got coilovers, and I got a mini tub in my car. Why the fuck you bullshit?
Yeah, that's
the difference. It's not the same. Like, I don't like that shit. That's why I refuse to come down there until everything is officially locked up, because they'll say one thing and do the total opposite.
There you go. If you lying already before I even get there, you know what I'm saying? That's the bad part. You lying already before we even get there. You know what I mean? That's some bullshit.
He don't want race.
No. I don't think. You got a prime example. We put in the stips that Mike Hill checks the cars for nitrous. So we put in the stip that Mike Hill checks it. He goes in my trailer, checks the car. We check his. And then it's cool. And we go from there. I'm like, you know, that's straight up, man. You know, he that's what he do. And I don't know. Actually, Brody calling me now. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I heard something beeping. I thought it was my phone.
I thought it was mine. I had to look at it twice. I had to look at it. Yeah, but, you know, G-Money, you know, let's be real about it. You got some people that just trying to promote, and you know what I mean? And then you got some people that faking like they're going to be racing.
Right.
And that's my whole thing. I ain't with that faking.
Nah.
If you're going to race or you ain't going to race, don't go around and be faking. Because everybody coming down, you know what I'm saying, they be looking to see it, and I'm like, oh, what happened? What's this? I can see if something happened now. Don't get me wrong. But I don't like those guys be talking all that junk, and then you're looking for the deposit. Now you got to be worrying about fighting for your deposit. That's not racing. Don't do that.
No, that ain't, man.
That ain't racing. You know? And
man, that's like that drama that happened to you down there.
Yeah, look, they just try to go to him right now, trying to say he got like a small block. Come on, man. It's not a small block in the car. It is a big block in the car.
You know what, man? I didn't want to say nothing, but I was like, yo, man, I'm from New York. You from New York. Mm-hmm. What happened? You did not check the car?
The deal was, okay, we were in the lanes. They looked at my stuff, and now at the end, I told them all, you got to be straight ahead, small block. I don't care about the juice on the car, but as long as it's small block. They said, okay, if anything wrong, at the end of the race, we'll pop up because we're going to get up in the lane. Anything wrong, we'll pop open the thing because the lady had the hood covered. I had no problem. We're supposed to come back. And guess what? They gave him the money ahead of time before we even go look at the car.
Wow.
And they wasn't supposed to give it to him. So that's what happened. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah.
Man, that was them just now. They talking about, oh, man, we can't get that much money up. That's so much bullshit with your game.
Well, if that's the case, don't come to English Town if they can't get that money up. Why we got to travel all these years? Right or wrong? Make them travel. See how much it costs to get back and forth.
Let's go down that motherfucker. To Jackson?
Huh?
To Jackson? That's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
If they got to turn around, tell them, say, hey, y'all want to do something? And you got to do it at mine. They can come back to your home. Let them see what it is, how much it is to travel back and forth. You know?
But you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get them for that $5,000 because I just want to shut them up. It's going to cost me. I like to get paid, but I'm going to just go ahead and do it because I'm tired of them running.
Mm-hmm.
If they get more people,
the truth.
And you know what? If you really want to do something, to be really honestly tell you about it and do it, sometimes I hate to say it, but you got to jack the deposit up so they don't want to back out.
Yeah,
you know
but you
what
know
I'm saying?
It's just like, we do that, it don't make no sense for me because it's all me that's coming down there. But, you know, I got my fellas that want to ride down with me. They spend money, too. I don't, it's not even say I got to care about them, but, you know what I mean? They got cars, and I bet in their pot, you know what I mean? I like to bet a minimum of $2,000 in my pot, and then it's only $1,000, and it'd be $2,000 race. Man, that shit, just, they be getting mad at me.
Now, check it out, Mark. Tell me something. The $1,000 deposit they're going to have up, right?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you $1,000 to go down there, right?
Damn there.
Yeah, so, you know, round trip, by the time round trip, what is it? How much is it?
Shit,
got to get in, right? So, yeah. Hotel. I'm going to honestly tell you, if they talking about running for less, why don't you just turn around just so they're going to be just running up in the mouth, knock in for 215 and better, that's all. So guess what? Now you're going to turn around. They ain't going to want to give that two up. They're going to want to run any which way they can get it up so they don't be backing out.
That's what I think I was going to do with 2500, but you know what I mean? I ain't want to.
That's the best thing. You ain't got to be worried about it. Yo, Mark.
Yeah, you're right.
That was your phone again?
Yeah.
I thought that was Rhodey. You were calling again. But that's what I would do. I said, you know what? Because you know how they get, you know how people do sometimes. Get your hand off them. Oh, man, you're going to pay that off. I hope you break. You know what I mean? Something like that. That ain't no good. You know, let's say I don't care for that. I hate to say, you know, you know how to do it. Your steps. You got steps right there. You got to have your certain time because some of them guys will wait till the end of the night and all that crap. Playing the game, that ain't cool either. That's some bad stuff. That is a bad policy. That's how I look at it. So either which way you got to do it, that's all. You know what to do. I would love to see that race go down for the longest. I think a lot of people were talking about it, you know, but you know how it goes. I mean, Obama, I see him talking, and he could have made it there, but he didn't show up, you know. But that's all. Sometimes I think they're just a little scared. They want to, some of them got to put lives out just to try to keep them running. You know, Dwayne looked at the motor. Dwayne said there were no sitting nicers over there. You know, when you have everybody else, I hear nicers on, he had this on, please.
Yep.
And then, you know, that's how it is. They all gonna put it out there.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna hit y'all back. I'm gonna get off this joke because I want to get them boys on the hook. So
okay.
I know why I got the leash around their neck. I'm gonna go ahead and choke the shit out of them.
Oh God.
Where is
all
it?
All right, I'll catch up to you later on, Mark.
All right.
All right, you take care now.
Yeah.
So G-Money, I'm telling you, we're going to have Piedmont down there, though. We should have a good time down there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be able to make it or not, you know. But I know.
You said Piedmont?
Yeah, Piedmont, the 26th of April, we all racing down there. That's when we're giving away for that conventional head shootout, 3,000
right.
miles to win. 1,000 to runner up. That's what we doing there.
All right, that's the
25th.
Carlos and them got Metro and them are going somewhere. Where are they going?
Yeah, they going to Paisland, I heard.
So that's Paisland on the same damn day.
Yeah, that's what I heard they going to.
Oh, man, because I was said I was going to go down there.
Yeah, no, I'm not stopping nobody, but I'm just saying, you know, if something happens or something rain down that way, you know what I mean? You come back towards us or whatever, because we definitely got it. So,
That sounds like a plan.
You know, like when I talked to, I think it was Ricky Bird at the time, I talked to him and said, oh, man, it's fell on the same damn day. We had already put it out there, you know? And then he told me, he said, man, we sorry, man. I said, no problem, ain't no big deal. And they thought I was mad or something. I'm like, ain't bad, no problem. You know, it's free to anybody. Anybody can do what they want. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I ain't no hard feelings with me. So I don't think I'll be mad at you. You know? That's what I told you. Like Mark. You know, when Mark asked me, you know, I said, listen, I don't want to stop you from going somewhere, telling you not to go somewhere. You own man. You know what I'm saying? You know what to do. I don't need that. Nope. I'm not liking guys. That's all to it.
Right, that's it.
You get that bread, you're going to get that bread. That's all to it, like you said. That's one thing about it. See, that's how Mark and me go. It ain't no big deal. You get a lot of other people going, dictate. Don't you go to him, don't you go. No, I don't even. I ain't going to never say that. I wouldn't want nobody to say it on me, and I ain't going to say it on them. That's how I look at it.
That's
now,
right.
I ain't going to turn around and let you get stuck up with some old junk that Buddy Blogan and pull that crazy stuff again. And say small block, and you got a big block. Now, I ain't going for
that's
that.
Crazy.
You know, I ain't going for that. Now, if they think I'm going to let that happen, it ain't going to happen.
Man, I was up here, and I couldn't make it down there, and I was getting play-by-play. And my man E called me. He said, man, Joe Gray was looking crazy. He said, man, I've never seen Joe look like that. He was out of pocket, man. That's what you mean. He told me that the boys raced you, and they had a big block. And they exposed it a small block. I said, get out of here. I'd have been out of pocket, too.
Look, I ain't going to lie to you. I wasn't feeling good. And I ain't going to lie to you. That's one thing. I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't going to be in the car, but I went down anyhow. So we're going for the operations biopsy. But I was like, you know what? Damn that. I'm going
getting in the car. So I'm going to let my son drive after that, the little one. So we're going to bring the car down. And basically, I was all right, cool, and to see everybody and stuff. Doing good. When that happened, it was like, wow. You know, what in your mind would be, I was trying to be mellow. I said, I walked down there. Joe had told me, said, man, please don't say nothing. I can see it's going to be a riot. Because he knew the guys from up here, and he knew a couple guys from New York that was from the city there. They was already. And they came to me and told me, you know, and I was like, I can't let that happen. Because it was coaching from North Carolina, South Carolina, that was with, you know, that was the one that told me. They didn't even know. You know, there's a lot of innocent people didn't even know the North Carolina. Only didn't know that we was racing, but they didn't know the stiffs. So it could have been ugly. You know, so basically what I did, I turned around, and I told in front of everybody, we were standing there, I said, listen, you wrong. Pointed them out, I didn't say Joe. I said, buddy, you wrong for what you said. I didn't say Joe, nothing. I said, you know what I'm going to do? Because I could see you getting together with my man, and the guy, the owner, said, I apologize for my crew. So he was a stand-up guy. I ain't going to lie to you.
The owner?
The owner was a stand-up guy, so I ain't got nothing bad to say on him. When I say stand-up, I can be the one to say, and I don't know what the law for money, and I can tell you straight out, and I'll say he's stand-up. And I turned around, and I said, buddy, bro, you know, you can never see nothing like that no more. That's wrong what you did. I would never thought you would do something slip like home grinding like that. But, you know, you learn people when you know, sometimes you're surprised at what you think. Ain't good, but whatever, you know.
I so let buddy it be, but I said,
to keep the peace, to keep from, they could, Joe seen it when the other kid was like walking up. To keep the kid from swinging or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, I'll pay everybody money back that I just that bet it on another spot. So why reach in my pocket? I took the blunt of it. The God honest truth. And that's what went down. That's what stopped it. Because I can see it's going to happen. I can see it. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, just in the handwriting on the wall, you know, but I wasn't going to let nothing kill my days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
I thought about
lie.
That too, man. I say you way down there and all those miles, you know, and all those hours, and then this happened. Man, you can't let them spoil that fun. I was wondering, how did he walk around the rest of the day like that?
Nah, I kept my, you know what, after that was all said and done, after I set my feet, I kind of like it was all cool, and I kind of like didn't bother me for a while. Now, don't get me wrong, like on the way home, I felt funny. Now, you know, started eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, this, that, oh, man, you know, you don't want it. You know, people in your ears, you kind of like, look, how far can I go? You know, I got my son with me and all that. I was like, wife with me. And, you know, you just didn't want to end it. You were thinking about the health, so you wasn't really too much thinking about too much. But it is what it is. I let him, you know, let him do his little thing. But you know what? Karma's a bitch, boy. Things come back.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got to be the one. Something's going to happen, you see.
Yeah, that's right.
Karma's something. You can't do people like that.
You're like you run across a cat like me. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? What it is? I can't go cry about it. Like I said, I know I won't do nothing like that no more. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's one person spoiling for everybody, you know how I go?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, some people say, oh, shit, I won't race you until I say you're mowed up in because I don't want everybody looking at my stuff. Sorry, I guess I won't race you then.
That's right.
That's how I feel. That's how it is now.
I got duped once.
Yeah.
By the, you remember the Green Hornet? That 70 Chevelle?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I beat him. Did you see me? I raced him at Capitol. I beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, like the year before that, we was at Busch Creek, and the guy was just like, they was cutting people off in the stage lane. He just pulled right in front of me, man. I've been sitting here waiting for a half hour. I was like, yo, man, go get that slow-ass car out of the way. And his boy speak up and say, yo, man, what, you want to race? You want to race or something? You want to do something? I said, sure, I'll run him. I said, I'm on motor, and he on spray. Oh, how did it go? I said, yeah, all right. So I'm going to try him, you know, so I'm going to stay on motor. He got this one gun, right? He said, one gun. Joe, I left on his ass. I was at the end of the track just before I went to the pass finish line. His car looked like it. jumped up and shot by me like that. And I said, all right, damn, man. I was like, damn, I had to laugh, man. It was so funny. I said, man, I should have checked that man's car. Then when we got down the other end, homeboy said, Brooks, I ain't gonna lie, man. It was that second gun that got your ass. Second gun. I said, dude, didn't I say one gun? He said, no, man, big man didn't say it. His man that I talked to in the first place said one gun, not two. So he shot that second gun on me and took my money, yeah, you know. So it, what goes around comes around. I've seen his ass at the Capitol, and he's going to try to run me again. And I said, okay, so $1,000. You know what I'm saying? Because I want my money back plus. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, he told me, he said, G-Money, all you got to do is leave on him. He said, when he seen me leave, it was a wrap. He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
His car was nowhere near me. And he didn't think that I was going to take him down like that. But, and he didn't say, he thought I was still on motor. He didn't ask if I was on gas or not.
Yeah. It takes come back, you know, I go.
It came on back on him.
Well, no good luck happens to the person when they go doing stupid stuff like that, cheating and stuff. But,
hey, man, we having out. Fun too, Joe. This is what I'm saying, man. This, you know, I mean, I know it's a little gambling thing, but, man, we having fun, and I'm proud of my car, how it is. And then some cat comes along and try to cheat me. Man, lucky you don't put the posse on him.
You tell him. That's what was getting ready to happen over there, boy. I had to just turn around and hold everybody and hold the place down. I was like, oh, man, this ain't going to be good. And you know what? You know, in a way, Joe was good in a way, you know, because he turned around and said, man, please go, because you can see what's going to happen. And, you know, and I hate to say it, but they were blaming Joe, too, so they were going on Joe and all of them, you know.
Uh-huh.
I had to turn around. That's when I said, you know, explain how it was. You know, whatever it was, I said, you guys don't do that. That's the worst thing you ever could do. All the people out there putting money up, and you guys just turn around and screw them too. You know, now you wonder why people don't want to come to your show and all that. Because when you do stuff like that, they don't trust and they don't want to be on. Nobody want to bring their family around a place where you're going to be violent and everybody acting up. You know, if I ask you to race and I say, yo, you want to do something? And then you turn around, no, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Damn, I ain't going there no more.
Yeah, I would never even talk to you ever again.
Nah, they ain't no need. That's how, yo, anybody can go. That's the only way you're going to be able to get a money run anyhow. You want to ask somebody, hey, you want to do a little something? Done deal. That's how it's supposed to be. But you know how it goes.
Hey,
you get
I like how Pete the Gangster just asked me a few minutes ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, Joe, that's something that is, to me, that means a lot to me, man, because it's very rare that anyone asks me to race.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
and
look.
We didn't go at it with a whole bunch of MFs either. Yeah, man, let's test it out, baby.
I kid you not, when everybody was asking, you know, they was asking Donald, I said, want to race this, want to race that one. Donald said, yo, one day come on the radio, I want to run you, Joe. I was like, oh, shoot, now I'm stuck against the wall. I got no other choice. I got to run. You know, because basically the way the man asked me, I was like, man, heck with it. I guess we're going to do a little something. We did it. Yo, to this day, we still talk about it and laugh about it. But you know what he told me? He said on the 25th he gonna be back out there and ready to go again. He said I want to run you again. He just said that. He just said I'm locking in with you. I think Donald got two or three races out there. But
yeah,
you know
I
heard
him last week saying that, man.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, you get more runs. Everybody asks how you get runs. How you guys get runs? You know what? How you get runs is how you hold yourself. You want to be the MF and nasty and stuff, nobody want to be in there to fight. You don't mind gambling. So what? Now all of a sudden I shook his hand when I won, I shook his hand, yo, man, good race. And that's it. I lose, I shook your hand too. I even said something to the group when Buddy Blow beat me. Pro Side Joe came out to interview me. I said, well, he just had a little bit more than I did. But I never did get to go look under the hood yet. Did I say anything nasty? No, we got to see what. I said, well, I said that. Yeah, more than I had. That's all I can say. He didn't have enough for him.
Right.
And the next thing you know, the other guy came and told me from North Carolina. I said, man, there's some dirty stuff. I'm sorry, but where's your man? I don't want to give him his money back.
I was like, well, then when I get down there, I got to wait for the other, so the other guy to come, so they open up the hood. When he opened it up, I saw that big block. I said, wow. Wow. You know what?
That's war.
Yeah, look, I ain't going to lie to you because I said, man, I'm sitting in the car. I let go. I call myself trying to spew the brake, you know. When you get out, oh, my gosh. I said, man, maybe I left out too easy trying to come out. Man. That man beat the hell out. I looked over and said, damn, he's here. What the hell? I said, this is a damn shame here. That's a hell of a small block I need there. Yeah, it was a hell of a small block. And some big block valve covers.
He said that thing took off like thou. No sooner as you took off, said the thing just took off. Rah! He said, hold up. He knew something was wrong right there.
Shit, that joke was, I ain't gonna lie. I knew, I didn't like the racing. I told everybody, Sweet Willie, I said, just like it is, I don't want y'all betting. I said, it's just a gamble, just me messing around. I ain't going to lie to you. Didn't want nobody. I was telling everybody, no, don't bet. Don't bet on this one. I don't like this. I was telling you, they came to me. Many people came to me asking me. I really didn't care for the bet. I care, but you know what? I'm here. I said I'm going to do it. I ain't backing out, and that's it. So I could,
right.
I mean, you know, I'm going to say it is what it is. I promised the man. I don't like to promise somebody something like that. Like Young Stank talking about, they were promised him to do it for all that money now, so they back it out. That ain't, you know what I mean? Come on.
That's weak.
If I tell you one thing, that's it.
That's right.
If it don't, then hey, you take the money and go. But I don't want to turn around and screw him out of the deal for coming. But meanwhile, they did. And meanwhile, if I was smart, if I wanted to, I could have been a snake in the grass. And just like it came on the radio show and they said everything. At 5 o'clock, we were supposed to be in the damn. At 3 o'clock, I'm sorry. Pulled in the lane, ready to roll. 3 or 4, I forgot whatever it was. And they wasn't even there. I could have went down the track and came back for the money, the deposit.
Right.
Done deal. Nah.
But you don't get down like that.
Nah, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to try to heist them. I said, wow. But boy, that had been the other way.
Huh.
I see now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Well, we never forget their ass, I tell you that.
Oh, no. You know, and you know what? I don't fault nobody want not to race them either because they play games like that. They're good at racing. I'm not going to race you and got to have problems with you when you got to race. So that's how I feel. Well, G-Money, man, I ran out of the show time. I think you're going to kick it off. I hit a little button.
Right,
but, yeah, so I'll be hearing from you real soon. Probably meet up with you soon, but I might be out there this week. Now since you told me about that.
Yeah, that swap meet, man. If you get a chance, come to that swap meet.
What time does it start?
That swap meet, man. The gates open up 8 o'clock in the morning.
God, damn.
Joe, I'm going to tell you, this thing is so large, man, that people like me, I'd be buying stuff off of their trucks and trailers right there in the driveway before the cars get in the gate.
Get out of here.
Man, that's how I get half of my stuff, man.
Man,
people
man.
Know I got rims, tires, ladder bars, trannies, motors. You know, I buy whole cars, man, and stuff, you know, when I come. That's why they have one in the fall and they have one in the spring. And it's always large, as long as the racetrack.
Yeah, that sounds something like I like to go to, especially out of town. Heck, you know, mine. I might have to jump up in the morning and we be riding. I'll probably see you out there Saturday. Shoot.
Hey, bro, come on by and see us, man.
I definitely will. I'll give you a call ahead of time and let you know.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to get in touch with E and tell E to get in touch with you, man.
All right, sounds good. All right, now I'm going to close out the show, and everybody have a great weekend. Hope you have some good racing and weather. We got some snow over here trying to dry out. But we'll see you soon. Don't forget, May 25th, Bud Creek, April 26th, Piedmont, June 7th. We'll definitely be out in Indiana. And hopefully we can get you out there, G-Money, with us too.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. When did you say it was May when?
May 25th. That's on that Sunday.
May 25th is Indiana?
No, that's going to be Bud Creek.
May 25th.
When is Indiana one?
June 7th.
June 7th. All right, I'm writing it down right now. Let's see what I can do, brother.
All right.
Okay.
I'll take care now, and I'll see you next week, Monday.
All right, big bro.
All right, take care, Lindsay.
All right, peace.